The moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O on Star 88.
Let's begin today's Wednesday show.
All you do is talk.
I have spoken!
I love the show.
This is exciting!
But the music is so loud.
Millions of people tuning in.
Revolution Radio.
As we say in the radio business,
you've got to hear this.
We're going to have a good show.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I am enjoying it very much.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Revolution Radio, Operation No Control.
Get ready for adventure.
Okay, everybody, good morning. Welcome. We're live on a Wednesday.
I'm a fan of adventure.
Yeah, you like a good adventure?
I mean, I'm game. Of Thrones.
Okay, I see what you did there, trying to be all trendy and stuff.
I know, I love it, man. I've watched it from the beginning. I don't know it. I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm really excited, though, because I haven't had to worry about the spoilers on the internet because I don't care about anything that's happening. Oh, they killed Jon Snow again. Season opener. Nobody saw that coming.
Why would you spoil it for everybody else?
Who cares? Is he even a main character?
Yay!
Exactly. If he was a main character, why would they kill him in the season opener?
Wow.
Am I right?
Jeez. I got sleepy eyes.
Do you?
I'm tired.
Is Jon Snow a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
I heard he's died like four times.
No, he hasn't.
Uh-huh.
He's my favorite character.
I like the way that they brought him back at the end of the episode, though. Like, Zombie Snow. That was pretty cool.
Zombie Snow?
Yeah. I can't wait to see what happens when Zombie Snow meets Rick.
Wow.
Because Rick and the other, like, it's just going to be... Whew.
You know what? Quit so dodging good. Your night at John Mayer, okay?
I mean...
Oh, is this a live version of Steve-O and John Mayer? What is that noise? Oh! Is this John Mayer taking the stage?
Oh, man.
Yeah!
Dude. Oh!
Man, you had, like, front row.
No, I did not. But this is a cool video.
It's really cool. I think this is just a video for Heartbreak Warfare.
Yeah. Dude. He is phenomenally talented.
Yeah.
Like, it is ridiculous how good he is at both of his instruments. He plays guitar like no one I've seen live, and his voice was ridiculously amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just on, as was his entire band.
That's cool. He's got great hair.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody was at John Mayer last night except me. Everybody.
Yeah, I didn't post a whole lot for that reason. My feed was just like, oh! I was glad that I didn't know at the time because I didn't post anything until I actually got home.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, it was like, oh, wow. Like everyone was there.
Everybody, man.
But I didn't know at the time because I was enjoying the show, which made me happy. Because it was such a great show. He played for hours.
4 hours?
No, he played, yes, not four. That would be crazy. Wow, there you go. You are a fan.
I'm a big fan, guys.
I didn't know.
Huge fan.
Had no idea.
Yeah, well, he lives in Bozeman, Montana, where I grew up. He's a native. Actually, he's not a native. He just lives there now.
Yeah, he talked about that last night.
Oh, really?
He talked about Montana last night,
really?
Actually.
That's cool. My mom sees him in Costco all the time. And they're like best friends.
Okay.
But I think, I don't know if it was John Mayer. She was telling me about how she was scanning and she looked up and I think it was John Mayer or some other celebrity. I think it was John Mayer though. And she did the double take. Oh, Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Oh, just love your music.
I think if I was ringing up John Mayer's groceries, I would just be looking at, I would be probably checking out all of his groceries.
Like what are you buying?
What does a guy like you eat? Let's see here.
John Mayer, why do you need 48 AA batteries?
What are you going to use those for? Have you ever been in the checkout line and the person that's ringing up your stuff just wants to talk?
Oh, man.
Just wants to have the conversation, which is fine some days.
Yeah.
Some days I'm very, very introverted and just want to get out as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And other days I'm like, all right, you know what? This person,
I'm going to engage in a conversation with this total stranger.
They deserve to have this conversation. Let's throw down.
They deserve to have this conversation.
But if you're the person, you know, behind,
yeah,
you know, the next person in line, and then the person in front of you is having that conversation and they just won't be quiet.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, okay.
I just want
okay.
to pay for these things.
You know what you got to do? You got to just jump into the conversation.
Oh, no.
You have to, like, just insert yourself into the conversation. I've done it a couple times. It's glorious.
I always just want to make it awkward if you're the person behind them, because it's like, well, are you going to talk to me the way you talk to them?
Yeah.
I mean, you just had a great conversation. how was your day?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't need to know how your day was, because you literally just told the person in front of me. I'm just going to pay now.
Yeah. That's good. Welcome to the show, everybody. Live line is open. You can text in 505-585-LIVE. We're also on Facebook Live. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Janet.
Ms. Jackson, if you're nasty.
Welcome. Las Cruces listening. That's cool.
Sherilyn says the checkout employees just want hugs too, man.
Yeah, they do. Hard working Americans.
People are already freaking out on your beardless face, man. Looper, what's up, babyface Dex?
Yeah, I shaved.
Said I need to do something about that Homer Simpson beard of mine now.
Mm-hmm.
This is called, like, what, 3 days?
I know. Seriously.
I try and shave. I try and keep up.
Both
I'm tired.
Of us are in the same boat. It's just,
I didn't wake up early enough to shave.
Yesterday, went for another run/walk.
Okay.
So this was...
Did you see the WOD yesterday?
I'm so glad. Let me tell you really quick. Let me tell you really quick. This is a funny story. So I've been doing these like run/walks, and usually I try to wait till like the evening, but it was about 4:30.
That's like bedtime for us.
Yeah. It was 4:30 and I looked at my weather app and it said it was 93 degrees outside. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah, man.
So I take off and I'm feeling good. I'm running. I'm just enjoying it. And I get about a mile and a half down the road, and I feel like I'm going to pass out because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And I was running downhill, so I had to run back uphill.
Yeah.
So I'd already gone a mile and a half. I didn't have any water. I was thirsty, and I almost started to, like, have an anxiety attack because I'm – pretty far from my house, and I have to go uphill, and it's 93 degrees. So I put on my favorite playlist, and I just went for it, man. And I got home, almost died, and then I looked at my watch, and I'm like, I don't have a watch. I looked at my phone, and I was like...
I have a watch.
Yeah, you do. And I was like, oh, man, the WOD is starting in about 15 minutes. I'm going for it.
Yes.
I'm going to the gym. So I just ran over... Like, I just ran about 3 miles, and man. I'm like, I'm going for it. I've never done this before. Back-to-back workouts? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Get in my car. I'm just sweating like crazy. Get about halfway to the gym and go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I totally talked myself out of it. Yeah, come to find out.
Yesterday was a
5K.
Yeah.
I would have showed up at the gym and had to run another.
Why do you not? I check first. I already know what today's is.
See, I don't like to check.
Oh, see, you
see,
need to.
If I check and it's a really, really hard WOD, I'm probably not going to go.
Man.
I'm so glad I didn't, though. Something was telling me, you shouldn't go.
Man.
I would have had to run again.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, I passed.
But the thing is, I'm already starting to get better at running. Like,
see, that's good.
That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about it. It's just so hot.
It's so weird how we've traded places.
Yeah.
I just don't. Yeah, I'm good. Why are you hiding over there now?
Oh.
Now you're like hiding.
Am I hiding?
I moved it, and you're hiding.
Sorry.
But I guess
can I go for a run right now?
Even hiding, you're still there.
Can I leave and go for a run? I'll be back
right
in
now?
Like 15 minutes.
I mean, right now?
Yeah, I'll be back in 15.
People chiming in. Good morning to Albert. Looper says, 3 days. You remember you're on Facebook Live, and we've been watching y'all for at least 2 weeks now, right?
Nice!
Cool, man. Check my Instagram. I think I shaved on Saturday for the birthday thing. So, sorry.
Wow.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sorry, 4 days.
4 days.
4 days.
Four.
Joe likes my shirt. It's my thrice shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
Another great tour I saw. That's like all of my shirts. Wanted to get a John Mayer in support and then realized that I didn't have $50 for a t-shirt.
Gosh, $50?
They had a jacket, too. Guess how much the John Mayer jacket was.
$150.
That's cute.
Really? More than that? Over $200?
$225.
Oh, my gosh.
$225? $225 for a John Mayer jacket.
What?
And I was like, man, that's crazy.
I'm going to Google
it. It's amazing that he can do that.
No kidding.
I ain't mad at you.
Was it a leather jacket?
No, it was like a, I don't know, almost looked like an army jacket, like a bomber jacket.
Oh, like, okay. $250 online.
Yeah.
That's insane. Was it worn by John Mayer? Because I kind of feel like if I want to pay $250 for that bomber jacket, he better have worn that jacket. That's a nice jacket.
I mean, it's not that nice.
No, it's not that nice.
I mean, it's cool, but nah, man. Show was fantastic, though.
Well, that's cool.
It was like a production.
Yeah.
What was amazing was we're at the show, and there was a row of ladies behind us, and they were just talking the whole time, and all of a sudden you'd hear like, ding, 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 and you're like looking down, and wine bottles, I'm not being funny, start like rolling down the aisles.
How did they get wine?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did they get that into the show?
That's a great question. Like, Sutter Holmes just starts rolling down. It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, I'll move it. I'll move it.
What?
And then they kept trying to move it and knocking him over. And so wine just kept rolling down. It was amazing. So then they were narrating everything.
Oh.
So, like, the show started and it was like, okay. John Mayer presents, because it's like this big board behind him.
Yeah.
And it was like the intro to a film, because really the show is John Mayer. So it's full band. It's John Mayer trio. It's an acoustic set. It's full band again. I mean, it was incredible. But it's showing all the players, like Pino Palladino, the bass player. He's played in Nine Inch Nails. He has toured with some of the biggest acts in the world. He's part of the John Mayer trio, and he's probably the greatest bass player alive right now.
Wow!
And so they're showing, what is the Pino Palladino? What is this? And I'm like, it's his band. It's his band. Yeah. These are the musicians in his band. It's the beginning. I just couldn't, you know. And she was like, Oh, look at you. Are you like, do you know musicians? Like, so just having a conversation with me, I'm like, I'm not going to get to watch John Mayer. I'm just not going to.
This always happens to you.
Yeah. So I was like, what can I do to ensure I'll just get to watch a show? Let's insult her.
Yeah. The last show we went to was Korn, and we're in the mosh pit, and Chicago Bulls. That was,
yeah, dude.
It was just ruining the show for you because he kept bumping into you. You had to save his life because he got injured. It was crazy,
dude. It was so funny. Like from the word go, like the moment we were getting into the venue, like we're getting through there, and the guy's like ringing tickets through, and I walk up to him, and he looks at me, and he looks up at my hat, and he's like, "Boston, huh?
Boston."
And I'm like,
No,
this is Brooklyn. It was the Dodgers, but really more so just Brooklyn. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I can respect that. And then takes my ticket to scan
it. Like he wasn't going to let you in if
it was
right?
Boston? Yeah, right? I'm like, okay, what is happening?
You're going to have to go onto the other line. I can't let you in. So.
But, you know, when we went and saw Korn and you look at the crowd and it was like, this was not the crowd I was expecting. Like, it was like all 40s and like whatever. When we walked into John Mayer, it was literally picture perfect, the exact crowd I was expecting.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. I was in the largest Abercrombie commercial I've ever seen in my entire life last night. It was incredible.
So do you think it's the same people at all these shows, but they just have different wardrobes? I've always wondered that. You know, it's like, oh, I have to wear my Abercrombie and Fitch. I haven't worn this since the 90s.
Probably.
Oh, corn's in town. I got to get out my black t-shirt.
Yeah.
And you know, my black pants and my high-heeled boots.
It was a phenomenal show regardless. Regardless.
That's good.
Yeah.
Clyde, what's your next show you're going to? Cuz you're like Mr. Concert Goer.
Yeah, I don't have a next show.
Oh.
I mean,
better start.
Going to New York Comic Con?
Oh, aren't you going to go watch a band there? Aren't you going to go see, like...
Paramore?
Oh, yeah.
It's the Hope. They're in town when I'm in town. But the next show that we're going to is... That's backwards. We got Waverly tickets, guys. We're giving them away today. It is Waverly Wednesday, and our boy Teo is going to be kicking it with us.
Who dat?
You know, he used to do the show with us.
And you're so excited.
Bass player. Dude, I took him to Nine Inch Nails once. Specifically because he's a bass player and he is a huge Pino Palladino fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he should come out with his own wine.
Pino. Oh, gosh.
Like, he's.
Pino Pallagrigio.
He's missing out. He is missing out. That's a gold mine right there. Why he doesn't have his own wine, I don't know.
He can sell them at John Mayer shows to the moms.
Yeah.
Dude, it was crazy, man. Oh, it was exactly what I was expecting. And, of course, everybody's dancing, but not, like, really dancing, you know? It's, like, kind of doing the sway thing, but kind of, like, trying to move the hips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going to stand here. It was odd because you didn't know whether to stand or sit. And so, inevitably, it was kind of like the wave because it was people would... stand up because they'd get excited for a song and then they'd start moving and they'd be like, I'm just gonna sit down.
I'm so tired.
And so then it's like the row of people just sitting down. It was,
I love watching people at shows. It's so much fun.
August 3rd, bro, you need to rock some Avenged Sevenfold gear. Ah! I've never seen them. I don't know. I like if you gave me a list of songs, I couldn't name one.
Mm.
I've never heard that band before.
Yeah, you should probably not go to that show.
Really?
That's that when they were in town last year, I got stuck up on stage.
You got stuck?
Yeah, and almost
broke up on stage.
The sound guy's laptop. And I ran into one of the guitar techs as I was trying to leave. I was running off stage and I ran right into him and he wanted to fight me.
Yeah.
It was great. They have pyro though.
Okay.
They have great pyro at their shows.
Dude, shout out to Jay Marie, who says, good morning from beautiful San Diego. It's only 5 a.m. there.
What? San Diego? Yeah. I want to go.
First question when I got in the elevator. Are you here for Comic-Con? Yeah, San Diego Comic-Con's going on right now. I don't know why you're in that city because,
love it there.
But during Comic-Con, that takes over the whole city.
Yeah.
It's chaos. But also, thank you for the birthday card, Jay Marie. She actually sent me a physical birthday card. When's the last time you get a card in the mail?
She sent me one as well.
Yeah, your birthday's not till Friday. Did you already get it or what?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was Jay Marie, right? Darn it.
We get birthday cards in the office. Still haven't gotten mine. Did they ever send that to you to sign?
No.
I think Daniel actually lost my birthday card, guys. DJ Bossman Dan. I didn't get a birthday card, but I did get one from the Thick Pins out in Brooklyn. Shout out.
Nice.
Yeah. It was cool. I got real mail. I was like, what is this?
Right? It's funny. When I got Jay Marie's card, I was so excited because I was like, you know how when you get a card and you know it's a birthday card, you open it up and then you don't want to open it because you don't want all the money to fall out.
Okay.
So you like get it perfect and then you're so excited and then you like go to open it up and then you go, there's nothing in there.
Come on!
Yeah, and you rip it and you throw it in the garbage. You're like, no! What? Especially if you get those, like, long, you know, like, cards. Because you know that, like, it's perfect for, like, bills to get stuffed in there. But then when you open it up, nothing's there. That's like a bad prank.
I got a post-it note from Brooklyn that I have to keep with me forever from the Thigs.
Love it. 585
gig life going on, man. It's good for free grub in Brooklyn. I'm
beautiful.
Like, I'm going to keep this post-it note forever, or at least until October.
Love it.
Oh, man!
Facebook Live, you can go to Star88 on Facebook. Go like the page. Watch and listen to the show. What do we got coming up on the show?
Somebody wants to know if Waverly is a real band or if Teo just kind of made it up after he was on the show and then hastily put a band together when he moved back home to call it Waverly. No.
Wow.
Really? I mean, some people don't know.
Yeah.
That's actually how we met them the very first time ever. On tour with this band, Waverly.
Waverly Wednesday, guys. We'll talk to Teo coming up around 8 o'clock this morning. Let's see. We'll learn how to save the planet. We'll find out why Kermit the Frog got fired.
What?
Yeah. The most hated random things in every state.
I love this list.
And we're going to find out what has become America's new favorite genre of music. What do you think
Ooh.
Of this? Talk about that. When we come back, we'll do some traffic and some headlines. Hang out with us.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Senate Republican health care plan has collapsed, but now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce legislation that just repeals the health care law.
A majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015.
The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on 18 Iranian citizens, groups, and networks for aiding Iran's military or its elite Revolutionary Guard.
Cowboys receiver Lucky Whitehead posted a video of his dog named Blitz. The pit bull is safe at home now. Last week, Blitz and some other things were stolen from Whitehead's home.
In Zambia, a baboon has managed to cut the power supply to about 50,000 residents.
Pizza Hut's trying to turn around a sales slump by stepping up deliveries.
The company says it's hiring 14,000 delivery drivers while launching a new technology system it says will improve the reliability and accuracy of its deliveries.
Netflix is winning the battle for eyeballs, but finding it tough to turn a profit.
And Netflix says it signed up more than 5 million new customers in the last quarter. It now has 104 million subscribers worldwide.
Wow. 104 million subscribers? Goodness gracious. Welcome to the show, Dex and Steve-O. Guys, we're only 2 days away from my birthday! Woo!
High today of 93 degrees.
Gosh. So cool, guys.
Nothing happening on the roads. Literally nothing happening. Actually, that's not true. There's some bridge maintenance work. I-40 West at I-25 right there at the Big Eye. There's also some maintenance work. I-40 West at 12th Street. That's exit 157. No accidents to report. It's pretty clear. Let's look at traffic.
Thanks, man.
Traffic!
585 Live. You can text the show. Oh, what do we got coming up? We're going to find out how to save the planet. It's Waverly Wednesday. We'll talk to Teo coming up at 8 a.m. Get you guys all pumped up for the show. You know, tickets are only $10. It's this Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday evening right here at Calvary. It's going to be great to see Teo's face. We miss it.
I mean,
we miss it.
I mean,
it'll be fun.
I'm hoping he has time to come hang out and do the morning show with us.
You said that he would be here Monday.
We can ask him on the, let's put him on blast. Like live on the radio, 8 o'clock our time, right?
When is he coming into town?
Friday.
Friday.
Afternoon.
Okay.
Jamie's already here.
Really?
We hung out yesterday.
No way.
Had some Indian food. Yeah.
Who's Jamie?
The drummer for Waverly.
I don't know him.
Okay. He lived here.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Him and his wife.
He was, and he's the original drummer.
Yeah.
Because then after him, it was the 21 Pilots guy, right?
Well, Josh Dunn only played one tour, but yeah.
Okay.
He did a tour, and then Teddy joined the band, who is now the drummer for,
Not Five Iron Frenzy. Family Force 5.
Wonder what it's like to be a band that loses a member and that member becomes one of the biggest rock bands in the world.
Maybe you would be stoked for him?
I don't know. I don't think I would. I'd be really jelly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't doing a whole lot. And Josh was just home in Columbus.
So what, man? Better hire me, man.
Better hire me?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. You better put me in your band.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Just joking. That is pretty cool.
Oh, though. Man.
Yeah, that's the drummer right now for 21 Pilots used to play in Waverly.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They are considered the biggest band in the world right now.
Bigger than the Foo Fighters?
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah.
Bigger than Dolly Parton?
Well, I mean, not Dolly.
She's a legend.
She's got her own world.
I mean, she's a legend.
She is a legend. That's for sure.
All righty, guys. We got a nerd talk coming up later today, and I'm really, really, really excited for nerd talk.
You love nerd
Really excited talk. For it.
Nerd stuff probably yeah. really excites
it's gonna
you.
It's going to be awesome.
Because you're a nerd.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Well, in the meantime, we're going to do something totally realistic and awesome. Scientists say if there were ever a scenario where you were, you know, trapped in a Jurassic Park-like world and where you find a DeLorean, go 88 miles per hour, and end up in, I don't know, a different time.
Oh, imagine.
You have to fight your way back to the future. Which are both totally likely scenarios. According to the Germans, you could probably outrun a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
What?
I love everything about this
Not
study.
Not only do they have short arms, but they're not fast.
Based on the analysis, the T-Rex would top out at about 16 and a half miles per hour. The average human sprints at 15 miles per hour. But with the extra adrenaline bursts, you know, like being chased by a T-Rex, there's a really good chance you would speed up enough to get away. Man, you are running. See?
It's me running really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good news, man.
I bet you, I guarantee it, that the T-Rex was probably super nice.
I mean,
probably wasn't even a meat eater. Probably was a vegetarian.
What?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
They make him out to be this vicious monster. He was probably the nicest guy in the kingdom.
Well, I mean, like a shark or a lion, they're probably pretty cuddly till they're hungry.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I just don't get the whole short arm thing. Like why? Why short arms? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. I love that that's what scientists are doing with their time. Just got to start making stuff up. Yeah, probably. Theoretically.
Probably, you know, was just couldn't run at all.
Okay, you mentioned that the biggest artist on the planet, right?
Yeah, 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots. However, here's an interesting argument. Ever since Nielsen has been collecting data on music sales, rock and roll has been America's favorite genre of all time.
You know it, man.
But guess what?
What?
Rock and roll, as of 2017, for the first time in the history of Nielsen Music, was dethroned. Rock and roll is no longer king of music! According to a new report, oh man, the number one favorite genre on the planet is that hip hop, yo?
Siri, can't you see?
Oh,
sometimes your
Siri.
Words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
Just love them.
Guess that's why they broke and you're so paid.
Oh.
Biggie, 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 can't you see?
Yeah.
Hip-hop, huh?
R&B and hip-hop have claimed about 25.1% of the market. Rock came in second place with 23%.
No kidding.
It is the first time ever rock and roll was dethroned. First time. Which is crazy because for how long have we been saying rock and roll is dead, bro?
Yeah, bro.
It's dead, bro. Well, now it's officially second place.
Little hip-hop, y'all.
I got homies in the Brooklyn.
You can answer that phone.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Were you guys just playing music in the background? Because you sound funny without music.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, good. All right. No, okay. On to business. I just watched one of the greatest movies I've seen in a long time.
Police Academy.
Starting one of the greatest. No. Well, yeah, that's up there for sure. Like number three, number four. Now, this one has the great Woody Harrelson. Starring as Defendor.
Did you see the new Apes movie?
I don't know if you guys ever watched it.
Oh, Defendor. No.
Yeah, great movie. Cried a little bit at the end, not going to lie.
Defendor? Never heard of that.
Yeah, Defendor. Yeah, it's one of his like little side B movie projects.
Okay.
Really?
Like that girl that went from the wayside in the 90s. What's her name? Anybody remember? Exactly.
Right.
Huh.
Exactly. I never saw it.
What did you watch it on? What can you stream it somewhere?
Probably Netflix, Hulu, Amazon.
I actually really wanted to see this movie. I completely forgot about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Check that out.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Great, great movie.
All right.
What's that? Are you there? We lost you, buddy.
We lost him.
Sorry.
He's busy defending the city.
Huh, Defendor.
Defendor.
With Woody Harrelson.
A regular dude who adopts a superhero persona known as Defendor combs the city streets at night in search of his archenemy, Captain Industry.
Oh, okay.
It actually looked really good. I was hoping he was going to say the new Planet of the Apes movie, because Woody Harrelson's in that. And here's the thing. Yesterday, went to Astro Zombies, my comic shop. Mike, the owner there, he said before there was Star Wars, there was Planet of the Apes. Those were his, like, favorite
movies.
Yes. Charlton Heston, when he was a child, he loved him some Planet of the Apes. Said that this film, because I was talking about Dunkirk being this masterpiece, and he was like, I saw two over the weekend! Spider-Man Homecoming! But Apes, he said, was even greater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And now I'm like, man! How have we not seen this? I want to see it.
Good, good.
I want to see it!
Well, it took out Spider-Man.
I mean, by the way, I just want to say that the rock and roll hip hop thing isn't based on a survey of people's interest. It's based on actual sales data. And that does include streaming. So it's not just like, yeah, I'm into hip hop. Hip hop took over for sales overall.
That's crazy.
And streams overall.
Wow.
That's the main reason that R&B and hip-hop are number one. If you counted only actual music sales involving old-school stuff like cash, or, yeah, CDs, rock would still be number one by a pretty wide margin. Rock accounts for 42.7% of physical album sales compared to just 15% for hip-hop.
Oh,
but
wow.
Streaming services changed the straight game, dog, and now hip-hop is king. Is that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that.
Moving on. Somehow Kermit the Frog has been controversial, and how did we not know about this?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yesterday, two of Jim Henson's children defended the firing of puppeteer Steve Whitmore and had some pretty interesting reasons for letting him go. Cheryl Henson said that lately he'd been portraying Kermit as, quote, a bitter, angry, depressed victim. And over the last few years, he had not been funny or fun. He also told Steve to, quote, stop with the pity party. Meanwhile, Brian Henson said Steve was making outrageous demands, had a destructive energy around him, added that he was unprofessional with colleagues, and the problems were simmering for years and years.
Wow.
They didn't specify what the demands that good old Kermit the Frog was making, but he said Steve would use, I'm now Kermit, and if you want the Muppets, you better make me happy because the Muppets are Kermit.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Here's a guy who has one of the greatest jobs in the world.
Dude.
He's a voice actor. he gets to voice Kermit the Frog, and he's making outrageous demands.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a very hard job to do.
So wait, so what you're saying is if it turns out that we are the station of the year, then maybe we probably shouldn't make outrageous demands for...
Well, you or I wasn't. It was pretty much you.
No, I mean, I wasn't. I was just saying, you know, like, it'd be a good time to probably ask for things. If we
probably the list you made, you should probably
just get
shorten that up a little bit.
Just a little. Like,
you know, the buffet in the morning's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, it would help us with our energy.
The robe. You know, what do you need a robe for?
Well, because now we're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's there's so much pressure, like getting up every day.
A makeup artist? Sure, my hat really? Matches. You put a makeup artist on the list.
I'm not even a Dodgers fan. I'm wearing a Dodger hat because it matches my blue shirt.
Just because we're on Facebook Live, we need makeup now? Just, oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying. I can't work in these conditions. Brooklyn!
All these demands.
I don't even know why I shouted.
That's really sad that somebody that has
best job in the world. He's Kermit the Frog.
He's been doing it for how many years now?
I don't even know how many
years. I think he's been doing it for 20, 25 years since
Steve Whitmire.
Good old Jimmy Henson. Guy, yeah, the last guy, because he died and then Steve took over. So I think he's been doing it for over twenty years.
Man, he worked on Sesame Street. He worked on the Muppets. Yeah.
That's too bad. I'm glad that they don't put up with stuff like that, though.
Yeah.
Somebody Absolutely. Starts acting like that, just cut them.
He started working with the Muppets in 1978.
And that's a voice that almost every person can do. I mean, it's not that hard to do Kermit the... I'll do it. Hire me. I'll be Kermit the Frog. Seriously, guys, everybody can do it. See, wouldn't you look at that and go, seriously, guy, we'll just replace you because this camera guy over here can do Kermit the Frog.
He was Kermit the Frog and Ernie on Sesame Street. He took over the roles after Jim Henson's death in 1990. So he's been doing those roles since 1990. He performed Kermit the Frog until 2016 and then 2014 for Ernie. But yeah, he started getting cray-cray. And in July 2017, Disney actually announced that he was no longer involved with the Muppets. Yeah.
What makes a person act like that? Are they always... Was Steve always like that? You'd have to be, right? Or can you turn into somebody that
he'd been doing it since 1990. Now imagine you're doing the same job since 1990.
Yeah, and probably getting paid a lot of money.
Maybe
you're the voice of Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, dude, you would think that on the outside. But what if he wasn't getting paid a lot of money? What if it's like, yeah, what else are you going to do? You're Kermit the Frog. Come on. Just come on. Steve, you've been here since 1990. Where are you going to go?
You're making $30,000 a year as the voice actor for Kermit the Frog.
I'm just saying.
It's actually, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Somebody said this is like a plot twist to a classic Muppet movie. Yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
I'll do it.
It's kind of Kermit. I will say after Jim Henson died... It was a little different. Yeah, and it was like, especially the last movie and the new like TV show.
Right.
It just didn't sound like Kermit to me. It was
weird. Hi, this is a certain amphibian Muppet. For copyright reasons, let's call me Lemmet the Toad.
What?
You guys have made my morning super great. For example, I was looking for my pig wife this morning. And all I could find was a plate of bacon. It was really good. Except I found a hair in it. Her hair. It was disgusting. But you guys got me through that. You get me through a lot of things. Appreciate it. Let me out.
Even that guy can do it. Even that guy.
Wait, that wasn't Kermit that called our morning show?
No!
I really thought it was.
Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, you can't call Bill. In and not be Kermit.
Hi, Bill.
no, actually, I'm calling in support of puppeteers.
Oh, okay.
I worked in a children's ministry for 6 years in my church back in Michigan, and I did the puppets.
Of course
you did. It is an extremely hard and demanding job.
See?
Especially with the...
Here's my question, Bill. Was Steve the actual arm and voice, or was he just the voice? Because if you're just the voice, come on.
He was the puppeteer.
He was the actual puppeteer. Yes. Are you sure about that?
Yes, dude, I'm reading it right now.
How hard of a job is that? Come on.
Man. Hey, try and move your hand so that your hand opens when you say a word.
Okay, all right.
It closes when you're done talking. Frog.
I did it. It was super easy. It closes when
you finish talking.
I'm Kermit the Frog.
It's like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time.
No, it's nothing like that.
Gosh, your Kermit is so bad.
It's on point, guys.
He's like, I can't even say what I want to say.
You shut up.
Oh.
Hey, I got a question for you, Doc.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dessert?
Ooh, man. Gosh.
Totally throwing a monkey wrench and things. And
probably.
What are your likes?
I love carrot cake.
That's funny.
Really?
I love apple pie.
Do you love German chocolate cake?
I love German chocolate.
Okay. I love German chocolate.
In fact, I like every kind of cake.
German chocolate cake's my favorite.
So
I didn't get a cake for my birthday, so...
Oh, is this about my birthday party?
Are you an idiot? Did you really just put that together?
Is this about my party on Saturday? Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, Bill, I walked in this morning, and he was listening to Tears for Fears and Duran Duran. So...
I sure was.
Perfect.
Just saying.
Okay.
He is a fan of the 80s.
I love the 80s.
He does love the 80s.
If you could only choose one and you had cake or pie in front of you, what would you choose?
Oh, gosh. It depends on the cake or the pie, Bill.
Oh. That's a really good question.
Apple pie and ice cream.
Apple pie and ice cream, you boring American.
Alamo.
That is the worst.
Alamo.
Kermit!
I'm Kermit.
No! So bad!
Steve, you're fired.
Okay, one last question. Are you guys done?
I would rather have cash than an actual physical gift.
Okay.
What? How many years is it this year?
38.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What?
Let's be honest.
No, that's actually real. He's younger than me.
38 years old.
He's younger than me. That's real.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
It doesn't seem that way.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Obviously.
All right, you hang up on yourself.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Okay. I love you too, buddy.
Okay. Goodbye.
Wow.
You hang up on yourself.
So many people had the same joke, man. I think Sherilyn said it on Facebook Live first, and then five people on our live line. It's not easy being green.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, gosh. I can't say it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, you go ahead.
Guys, anybody could step into that role as Kermit the Frog. Give me a break. Anybody could. Wasn't Matt Gentry a puppeteer? He collected puppets back in the day.
Was he really?
I think so.
Yes, I mean. That sounds very Matt Gentry. Yeah. What's your t-shirt size?
Large.
Okay.
I'm a large now, guys.
Okay. Just curious.
You better not give me a birthday present.
Who, me?
Yeah. Dude, we made a pact. I swear.
We did make a pact.
I won't accept it. You'll keep the t-shirt.
I didn't say I was getting you a t-shirt.
I mean, if you do, I'm not a... I didn't get you anything for your birthday because we made a pact.
We made a pact. Yeah. I know.
Oh, you're that guy. You're that guy. It's like... I don't get you anything, and then, of course, I'm going to get a gift. I know I'm going to get a gift for you.
It's better to give than to receive.
It better be a card with cash in it.
Okay. Man! We don't have time for this next story, and I've got a great update. Yesterday, we had a story about an American Airlines flight that was grounded due to some flatulence. We have an update.
We have
on that flight
They had to, like, ground the plane because somebody was dropping mad bombs in there, yo. Yeah.
Something a little stinky about that story.
Okay. Wow.
That was the dumbest thing
I've ever said. That was terrible. Update coming up.
585 Live if you want to text into the show. We're on Facebook Live. You can go there and watch and listen to the show. Just like Star 88 on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
Good morning, everybody.
Yo.
7:13.
What?
7:13.
Is this baby metal?
It's baby metal.
That's what I thought. High today of 90. High today of 93 degrees.
I'm so mad at you that you made me miss baby metal.
You just can't live that down.
Traffic.
Taking a look at the roads. Everything's totally clear, guys. It's because Albuquerque's still asleep because they stayed through the entire encores of John Mayer. So everybody's out.
Everybody's out of it. Today.
Everybody's asleep. So the roads are clear. So hurry and get to work while everybody's still sleeping. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh, let's go for a walk. Hi. What's your name? Are you okay?
Your Kermit the Frog is terrible.
Oh, you know my name.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, I'm Kermit the Frog. What's your name?
I want to do over.
I feel like that was more like a bullwinkle.
That was like a bullwinkle.
Hi.
No, it's you gotta like do it lower. It's like a.
Hi, I'm Kermit.
Hi.
Okay. Guys, I was going to breakfast this morning and I just couldn't stop.
All the way there. The way back.
Hi, Paul.
Thankfully, I had like a stupid moment and I had to walk away, so I didn't have to deal with it.
The best part is Steve-O can't even do it. Like, he can't even try.
Why would I try? It's Kermit, man.
It's like, it's the easiest voice to do out of any character.
I could do Elmo.
Yeah, Elmo's. You're Elmo's.
I could do Animal.
Let's do a skit with Elmo.
Because he's kind of like the new hotness. Oh, he was. And then, like, so I'll be Elmo and you be Kermit.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's a glorious day, I'm fine.
Hey there, Kermit, it's Elmo!
Elmo?
What you been up to, man? I heard you got fired, dog!
Yeah, I got fired.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why I gotta be such a prima donna.
You know, because I just wanted certain things and I didn't want to give them to me.
Your face stresses me out,
man.
I
don't know what it is. I don't know.
It's like you're pushing. Oh gosh, it makes me nervous. I can't even look at you here. Okay, I gotta turn this way.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hey there, buddy.
What you been doing?
You know, just kicking it, rocking some 50 Cent and whatnot. You know, stuff around the block.
You listen to 50 Cent?
Yeah, dog. It's the new hotness.
What did you just say?
It's the new hotness. I mean, welcome to Sesame Street. We better heard you.
Well, as Christians, we don't listen to that.
I'm Buddhist.
What did you just say?
Your Kermit is terrible! Your Kermit is terrible!
Can't do it anymore, guys. It's gone.
Yes!
Like, my Kermit left me. I was on par.
You were not.
I was so good. People thought Kermit the Frog was on the show.
Double bogey at best, man.
I know. It's gone.
It's terrible.
I don't know what happened, man.
No, it's always been like that. I think you're finally just hearing yourself.
I am Kermit the Frog.
It's because you're standing next to someone who can actually do voices.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Somebody said you sound like Barney.
Okay, I got one. Let's do SpongeBob.
Oh, gosh.
And Elmo. Okay? Oh. Let's do that.
Obnoxious friend.
I don't think I can do it.
Gosh. You start this time. Gosh. Take two.
Oh, can I get my SpongeBob voice going here for a second? Hold on. Because I
did
want
you
to
see
do
how
Kermit.
I didn't have to warm up?
I know, because you nailed that. You did. You did a great job. All right? I can't do it. I'm doing Kermit the Frog still. I can't stop doing Kermit the Frog. All my characters are now Kermit the Frog. Now I'm Chewbacca as Kermit the Frog.
I just choked.
I'm SpongeBob. See, it's gone. SpongeBob is gone.
I'm ready. You gotta like get obnoxious.
I'm ready.
It won't leave.
Man,
Kermit the Frog.
SpongeBob just had a stroke. And that's
no
joke.
I used to be able to do SpongeBob, guys.
Oh gosh, that hurt.
I was sitting there, like in my head, going, "Oh my gosh, all I can think about doing right now is Kermit the Frog. I can't do SpongeBob anymore."
Somebody wants to know if they can call in as Golem. See, this is how we de-evolve into madness in radio. We have stuff that we're going to talk about, but now people just want to call in with their impressions. I think that should be allowed.
Yeah, if you would like to. 338-3700.
Oh, man. Dude, I seriously was drinking water because Elmo, like, wrecks your throat, dog. I don't know why Elmo was so hood today, but...
As Christians, we don't listen to that kind of music.
You sound like a Kermit... Oh, man, I can't.
You, Elmo.
Almost like a speak and spell.
You like 50. Meets, yeah. Here, check this out. It's the new record from Propaganda. Here you go.
Gosh, dude, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It went from being so great to just a disaster. All right, let's do that update. You have an update about the, United Airlines flight?
American!
American!
An American Airlines flight out of Charlotte was evacuated on Sunday after somebody was dropping mad bombs. I'm talking farts. It was making so many people sick that they had to leave. But they're on an airplane, so you can't go anywhere. So they just had to turn the plane around. It was crazy.
But here's the thing. It turns out that crazy smell in the airplane wasn't actually somebody dropping flatulence. It was the plane itself.
Did they have a problem with the bathroom or anything?
We talked about this. The fact that passengers on an American Airlines flight became sick and had to, like, they had to reroute. Everybody had to evacuate because, well, somebody was very gassy. Here are the facts that American has now shared. Yes, there was an odor in the cabin on the plane, which made some passengers feel very ill, which was understandable. On Sunday afternoon, a local TV station reported that passengers were experiencing headaches and nausea after their flight from Charlotte to Raleigh-Durham. That would have been some very powerful flatulence, but the airline now reports the odor in the cabin was due to an issue with the plane's innards, not with the passengers' innards.
Okay.
The alleged misinformation came from a spokesperson with the airport in Raleigh. An American spokesperson told WBTV, quote, "We did have an aircraft from Charlotte to Raleigh-Durham this afternoon that landed at 2:19 Eastern and arrived at the gate at 2:21 Eastern that's currently out of service for an actual mechanical issue, an odor in the cabin.
but it is not due to past gas, as mentioned on television. Not that, you know, huge amounts of flatulence couldn't provide significant discomfort for passengers on a plane, but it's good to know there wasn't, like, this crazy, like, traveler just dropping bombs. I hate that. You're stuck in a movie. You can't go anywhere. Those are the worst, especially when you're in a movie theater and you're, like, watching an experience and everything, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm completely taken out of this scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, because somebody is being obscene.
Yep.
See what I did there. In a medical study on the subject, researchers learned that holding your gas in on an airplane can actually have health effects. And you got to just let it go, man.
Exactly.
You got to just let it go.
Exactly.
We were told that at the gym, too.
Yeah. You never, ever want to hold your gas in.
Yeah.
You get a buildup, man.
So that's the update. That's all they're willing to say at this time. They haven't said exactly what the odor was, just that there was a mechanical issue that was causing it. Do you think they were like... They were totally just saying that so as not to embarrass the passenger.
Yeah, but who even knows who the passenger, like, who, did he call whoever farted? Did they say, hey, I'm claiming that one. Ha, that was me, guys. That was a good one. Ha, ha, ha.
Highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Highly doubt it.
Nobody would know who it is.
I want to know who the first person was that, like, reported it.
Yeah, who was like, Oh, my gosh. What is that smell?
Right? And the stewardess is like, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Free drinks to anybody
whoever smelt it, Delta. Am I right? No! This is American Airlines. Get out. Anyways.
Hey, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was curious. Has really smelly flatulence ever come up in your Friday talks about being healthy and protein and lots of greens and... Like, you just get the worst smells?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And one of our trainers said, like, no matter what, you just got to let that out, even if you're rocking squats at the gym, because you don't want to, like, wreck your insides.
One of the worst things about CrossFit is
with Dex, because we had wall balls on Monday, and I was next to him on the wall, and I was like, why did I choose
You're just
this?
Squatting all the time, and so it's the worst.
Yeah. And I heard the story, and I felt bad because I could picture myself being that guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Never happened on a plane, but I've woken my wife up with a fart before.
Wow.
And
Wow. I could see myself in that situation.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us can, sir. A lot of us can. You're completely normal. I want you to know that. You're completely normal.
Thank you so much.
You don't need therapy, man. You're okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
That's real life, guys. That is real life. What's crazy is that a news, like a TV station, ran with that. They found out that they had to deboard a plane because of smells and immediately blamed it on a passenger passing gas.
Yeah, it must have been a backup with the...
Like sewage?
The sewage,
like
right?
That's the first thing I thought of.
Because if it smells like a fart, if it smells like poo-poo, it's got to be, right?
You would assume so. Thank you, Dexter.
I mean, am I right? Or am I right?
You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, the airline was reporting something entirely different. Yeah. At least that's what the airline says.
Yeah.
That's what the officials say. I would almost feel like if it really was somebody passing gas, like, they would want them to own up to it. Because you don't want the airline to have to say, no, it was our problem. The airline, we just smell funny. You know that kid in school? Yeah, that's us right now. We just didn't have time. We woke up late. We were at John Mayer last night, so didn't have time to shower. My bad. Thank you for flying American.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm always the guy who will be at the grocery store, and nobody will be in the aisle. Nobody will be in the aisle, and I have to pass gas. And so... I go for it, and no joke.
And immediately seven people are like, wait, I need cereal.
Yeah. All of a sudden, right around the corner, all the shoppers come to my aisle.
Oh, man. You are that guy, though.
Yeah, I'm that
guy.
You
are that guy.
Yeah. If I actually farted right now, there would be a woman that would walk into the studio, because that's what always happens. Like, some woman would just walk in It's so true, right?
This is why I always keep my office door open. You keep your office door closed, sir. And there are times where I'd be like, hey, Dex, I got to...
He's lying. Whatever.
You hotbox your little studio.
I hotbox it, yeah, because I just love you to just sit in my own filth. So lying right now. Although, my wife has come into the bedroom a few times, and it's immediately like, open the door. Oh, my gosh. No.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Let's talk about these luxury Crocs.
Are we going to talk about this at 7:28? I thought we had a like break.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We do. When we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about these luxury Crocs. We were looking at John Mayer gear. I wonder if this is part of his wardrobe.
Dude, how much were his pants?
His pants were $550 for John Mayer like skinny jeans.
Which sounds like a lot until you realize how much the watch was he was wearing last night.
Oh, man. Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And also coming up, it's Waverly Wednesday. We'll talk to Teo coming up at 8 about the big show on Sunday. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The Senate Republican health care plan has collapsed, but now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce legislation that just repeals the health care law.
A majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015.
The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on 18 Iranian citizens, groups, and networks for aiding Iran's military or its elite Revolutionary Guard.
Cowboys receiver Lucky Whitehead posted a video of his dog named Blitz. The pit bull is safe at home now. Last week, Blitz and some other things were stolen from Whitehead's home.
In Zambia, a baboon has managed to cut the power supply to about 50,000 residents.
Pizza Hut's trying to turn around a sales slump by stepping up deliveries.
The company says it's hiring 14,000 delivery drivers while launching a new technology system it says will improve the reliability and accuracy of its deliveries.
Netflix is winning the battle for eyeballs, but finding it tough to turn a profit.
And Netflix says it signed up more than 5 million new customers in the last quarter. It now has 104 million subscribers worldwide.
7:35.
High today of 93 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads. Man, it's a beautiful Wednesday. I'm telling you, everybody's sleeping in thanks to John Mayer. Or the rain. Or whatever else you guys had going on last night. Maybe you went out and saw the new Planet of the Apes movie. Because you have good taste in movies, but you didn't invite me. I mean, it's cool. It's cool, too.
But you were at John Mayer, bro.
Yeah, that's right. But I still would have liked the invite. Road construction, I-25, right at Paseo del Norte. That's exit 232. It's happening until October because they're landscaping that area. And, of course, New Mexico. So, that's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585 Live. If you want to text into the show, we're on Facebook Live at Star88. Go like the page. You guys can get pretty much the podcast there as well because...
Yeah.
We go Facebook Live every morning, and then we upload the video so you guys can watch all the previous shows.
So if, you know, anything crazy ever happens and you want to watch our facial expressions as things unfold live, you can go back and watch it with your friends multiple times and just laugh at me.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Just go back with your friends, guys.
Just go back with your friends and just keep rewinding it and watching it, you know, like my friends did yesterday.
What? We did. We all sat in here. Oh, my gosh. When Steve-O's mom
announced to the world / her son at the exact same moment.
Oh, my gosh. It was
she
so
was engaged.
Beautiful. She whipped out her hand, and there was a giant diamond rock on her finger. It blinded us. It was so large. It was... Steve-O fell on the ground and said, "Why, Mom? Why?" Oh, man.
That's actually not what happened.
Kidding.
At all.
That didn't happen. No.
Yeah.
We had Steve-O's mom and fiance Joe on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was cool.
Your mom cool. is one of the coolest people ever.
I mean,
she's so beautiful. Can I tell you how beautiful your mom is?
No. No, you cannot, weirdo. She is pretty beautiful.
Now I know where Scotty gets his good looks.
Okay. Man.
All right. Let's talk about these Crocs that I'm sure John Mayer owns.
This is unreal. Have you ever worn Crocs?
No.
Never?
Do you really?
I'm asking seriously. You just seem like a Crocs kind of guy.
Are you still gang? No. No, I've never, ever
worn Crocs. They just look like shower shoes to me.
Right.
Like, they're just like...
They're total shower shoes.
I don't get it, man.
They look like the most uncomfortable things you would ever put on your feet.
Yeah.
And these popped up online. Luxury Crocs are on sale for $216 a pair.
I just threw up in my mouth.
A Scottish fashion designer, Christopher Kane, just rolled out a new product. They look like basic Crocs, except that they've got some small rocks attached to them.
That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, look at these things.
Oh my gosh, they really do
like
just have...
Key glued, like, colored rocks on the top of the Crocs.
And they're $216.
Yes, $216.
And people buy them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We were looking at... John Mayer's wardrobe, because you can go online and buy everything that John Mayer wears, like his whole wardrobe. Ugh,
getting sick.
And just a sweatshirt that he has, that he wears, it's, you know, $112.
That's not bad.
For a sweatshirt?
You should have seen the prices for merch last night, man.
Yeah, blown
telling
away.
You.
It's such, oh, look such at a that rip-off. Hoodie. So this here, this neighborhood,
dope.
It's a full zip shark hoodie. You know, let's see down here, 210.
See, that's not bad.
150. Look at that shark hoodie is actually really cool.
It's really dope.
I like that. There's this cool sweater. It's a Polo Bear cotton blend sweater.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Only $239.
Buh.
Yeah, and his watch, the watch that John Mayer wears, it's $240,000.
Ugh. Could you imagine?
No.
That's more than our homes, like, together.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I don't know, man. That's pretty pricey.
Yeah, it's true.
Except I didn't own it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these Crocs are beautiful. John Mayer probably has a whole line of these luxury Crocs.
Our boy Greg on Facebook Live says he actually rocks Crocs because they're pretty comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
So I decided to put together a little list.
Oh, no.
My own list because of these beautiful luxury Crocs.
Yeah.
If I could choose to have a luxury item, feel free to chime in, Starmie.
Like these Crocs with rocks? Rock Crocs.
What do you think of this?
Okay.
Ramen noodles with lobster and truffle sauce.
Lobster butter.
I mean...
It was ramen noodles.
I feel like that's probably a thing. Because ramen... Have you ever had real ramen? Have you ever had good ramen before?
No, just in the package, man.
I knew it. There's actually, like... Man, I wish you were going to New York.
Oh, I've seen these before. They're actual... yeah, they're like,
noodle
like a
bowls.
Little fast food joint that you go in.
Like,
and
you get... Here in America, it's like, oh, this is ramen. And it's like the little package thing. But you... Ramen actually is really, really good.
I've never had... Ramen like
I'm
that
willing to bet that's not a fake luxury item. There's got to be a ramen noodle bowl.
Lobster butter flavored ramen noodles.
Not flavored, dude. I mean real lobster.
No, like. I just want the flavor to put into my my ramen
still,
that I cook at home.
You're still thinking Costco, dog.
Yeah, I know.
I need you to get outside the box.
45 cents for a package of ramen.
Oh, man.
Chicken flavored, yo.
I love ramen.
How about a Coach reusable grocery bag?
Okay.
Think about going to the grocery store, and instead of polluting the planet with all of those disgusting plastic bags,
You walk in with your Coach reusable grocery bag. Not only are you saving the planet, but you look so great. And people are going to notice that it's a real Coach reusable grocery bag, and they're going to think you're one of the coolest, most fashionable, richest people in the world. Because you have a Coach reusable grocery bag.
I'm taking you to O'Ramen. Oh, there's
it's called O'Ramen?
Yeah.
O'Ramen.
This is why another member of the Starmy said, I got to press you harder about them Crocs. Because you are so ghetto fabulous. You've worn Crocs.
I swear to you.
I don't believe you.
Never.
I don't believe you.
Ever. I really do look like a Croc guy. I'm like a t-shirt and jeans. Can't wait.
Yeah. Dude, our boy Jory says, don't mock the Crocs until you've worn them. I wear mine around the house. I hate going barefoot in my home, so I rock the Crocs. They're sick comfortable.
I rock the Crocs. I don't know. That's weird. Sorry. I've never worn them.
Houseware only, though. Never a public thing, they said. Somebody said those little ramen packages are good.
Yeah, man.
I want you to try real ramen. The packages are good.
I'm surprised. We don't have one of those restaurants here?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. It's across from UNM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I have to go down there.
I've actually tried it. It's pretty... Well, I can't say that.
How about a cashmere Snuggie? Oh, Snuggies are still so popular, guys. What if you had a cashmere Snuggie? You got a Snuggie?
I got one for Christmas one year.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest Christmas gifts you can give somebody.
I've never rocked it.
Why not give them a cashmere Snuggie? With my face on it. Huh?
I got a Superman one.
Really?
From my in-laws. My mother-in-law. And I opened it, and they always get, like, gag gifts or, like, matching gifts for everybody. And I'll never forget, I got Superman, and my brother-in-law got Wolverine. And the whole time, I was just mad, staring at Wolverine, going, why did he get X-Men?
Why didn't you try to trade, bro?
Why? Do they know me?
My family
doesn't
know me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the whole luxury version of whatever. That's really weird to me.
Dude, I feel like if I took you to that ramen joint here in town, you would be mad that you'd be paying like $7 for a bowl of ramen and not really understanding how good the ramen really is.
Yeah,
I don't know. The whole time you'd just be like, what is this luxury noodle bowl?
I could get down with that.
Dude, so good. Like, think like there's a hard-boiled egg in there. And it's not just noodles. Like there's.
Remember Nothing But Noodles?
Kind of.
That no longer is here. But,
right. It's because there was nothing but noodles. And you were like, dude, noodles, I need more substance than this. I need more. Nothing But Noodles. Was there more than noodles?
Yeah, bro.
Then why call it Nothing But Noodles?
Because.
People don't want to go in there. You only sell noodles. I need protein, dog.
Yeah, but why call it O-Ramen?
Okay. Because you're like, oh, ramen.
So it's just ramen? So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be like, oh, they're just taking the ramen noodles out of a bag that they purchased for 40 cents at the store. They're probably microwaving it.
If you're paying 40 cents at the store for a bag of ramen, you're overpaying,
I know,
man.
Right? What are they, like 15 cents? You're right.
I'm like, where do you shop? Some luxury bags of ramen right there.
Those are Lux 40 cents. That's a luxury bag.
40 cents a bag. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because you can buy a whole crate of like 12 for like $2.
Yeah, I don't know about $2, but that's pretty cheap. If that tells you anything. Yeah. Yep.
585 Live if you want to text into the show. Also go to Facebook Live and watch and listen to the show.
Do you have any like ghetto fabulous items? You can be honest. Like you don't have Crocs or a Snuggie. What as seen on TV products do you have at home?
Oh my gosh.
Let's be honest.
I kind of used to be that guy. So much anymore. I do like to go into the as seen on TV aisle that's at CVS or Walgreens. Or there's actually one in the mall. There's an actual As Seen on TV store in the mall.
Are they commercials or is there like a TV show called As Seen on TV?
No, they're usually just endorsements. I think they're just endorsements, right?
I feel like you see a lot of things on TV. So wouldn't like most of Walmart be in the as seen on TV aisle?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Saw a Honey Nut Cheerios commercial yesterday. Was that seen on TV?
Yeah.
I'd be really confused trying to stock that aisle. Like, no, man, I'm telling you, Wheaties still has commercials.
The last thing I bought was, I think it was an Obama Chia Pet.
Stop it.
Have you seen the Trump one? It's hilarious.
No, I have not. However, in the first time in history with Chia Pets, the head is actually the correct color.
Wow.
I'll just go. I'll see you guys later.
Jeez. Yeah, it's infomercial products. Thank you, Patrice. Infomercial.
Somebody said a burger stuffer. Suckered into one of those.
Oh, somebody got me one of those for a gift.
A burger stuffer?
Yeah. It works.
Like you put it, like hamburger, patty meat? Like,
yeah, patty meat, and it scrunches a hole.
Like ground
then
beef.
Then you're able to like put whatever you want, cheese.
Why can't you just use your thumb and just do this?
It's just easier.
Like just, okay.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Somebody says, I want to go with y'all to O-Ramen. Please. They're so good.
I'm telling you, I'll do the jingle.
Somebody said, I walked into a Crocs store and purchased 3 pairs for my family about 5 years ago. I told Ashley that will never happen again. They joke later they were going to get me black ones, said that if they ever wasted money on me, I like that I would severely restrict Ashley's spending. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
1 year we bought them for our kids because we were going to Disneyland. And we're like, I think these are good for their feet.
And good for the environment.
And my kids, like day one, they were so sweaty and it was like, it was bad.
They were sweaty?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, I think we just threw them away.
Really?
Yeah. No Crocs.
Good morning. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, it's Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
I called in last week.
Yes, you did.
I did. I found some ugly gray, brand new Crocs at a thrift store for $3.
Beautiful.
I've been wearing them for 10 years. They're getting so thin that the goat heads are going through.
Oh, man. Are they comfortable?
Oh, my God. You don't even know you have shoes on.
Wow. See, you sold
they
me right there.
So comfortable.
You sold me on the Crocs.
You seriously, you put them on and you don't even realize you have shoes on.
You need a new pair, though, Shelly.
Yeah, you do.
10 years. That's the tread is gone.
And then the 12-pack of ramen is $2.25 at Walmart. Oh,
$2.25. Okay. Wow.
Thank Shelly. God. I say that to people every time I go down the ramen aisle. Thank God for ramen.
Ramen's really bad
because,
for you, though.
Because there are so many people that have survived on it.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say was, whose birthday was it?
And mine was Sunday,
but that already passed.
And Dex's is this coming Friday. Actually, we share a birthday week, so 4001 we have to fight over
Sooner
affection.
Road Northeast. If you want to send
we
me your money,
we fight
cards.
Over affection, Shelly.
Mine was yesterday.
Oh! Yay! Happy birthday!
So who's a crab?
I'm a crab.
You're a crab. I'm a crab.
That's cool.
So yeah. So do you love animals, people, plants, nature?
Oh man. All
food?
Just all of food, yeah, sure, food.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ask my family about animals or any
so,
of those things.
Never trust a skinny crab.
Never trust a
That's
skinny
a good
crab.
Because they're not a real crab.
Yep. They're not a real crab.
That's right.
No,
That's right.
Crabs are foodies.
Crabs are foodies.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Shelly,
happy
birthday.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That is awesome. I'm glad we got an update from her.
Hmm.
Called us last week.
She is an amazing woman who wears Crocs and loves them.
And last week was asking for prayer.
That's right.
Keep praying for her, man. That is funny. I would consider myself a foodie, right?
Yeah.
I really would, but I just have great metabolism.
You have like a metabolism like the Flash.
Or maybe I truly am like not just like because the crabs, isn't that a cancer?
Yeah.
So it could be. Could be. Isn't that what it's called?
Why don't you read our daily horoscope today?
Nope. Oh, not, okay. I'm not gonna, oh. I enjoy my job, so.
Isn't that the same thing?
What?
Like, the whole...
Yeah.
cancer thing and
right. Taurus. I'm not going to read my horoscope though. Did you ever really buy into that junk?
No, never. Yeah. I've never done that.
Me either. Not at all. That was one thing that like I just never really cared. Because the newspaper, back in the day, guys, there was these things called newspapers.
And they're still in there.
I would tell you, there's still newspapers?
Yes.
Yeah.
They still exist.
Yeah.
You guys should pick one up.
Man.
585 Live if you want to text into the show. If you could come up with a luxury item, or maybe you have a luxury item that you would like to...
Wait, you're a Cancer too, because your birthday is the 21st. That's like the last day of being a Cancer. I just found out.
Oh my gosh. What's my horoscope? Read it.
You know, don't believe in this junk, obviously.
Let's see.
This is hilarious. Are you ready for this? This is being told to me. I'm going to read this as being told to me. My relationships might be enhanced by an increased sensitivity to the needs and feelings of others. What?
Wow.
It's way off.
That nailed you.
Idiot horoscope. I can provide melancholy friends with a sympathetic ear or give assistance in resolving problems. Okay. You'll probably grow closer to those who mean the most to you, including the person in your life. What? That's like 101, like relationship 101 for like humanity. Why is that a horoscope? It's like, hey, don't be a jerk. Be nicer to people and your late relationships will get better.
So why do you think people get so attached to a horoscope? Checking that every day to see, because they really truly buy into it. They believe that the stars... because it's all connected
to... Well, these just feel like fortune cookies. And I'm sorry if people subscribe to this and they're like, no, guys, it was so accurate for me. And I would love to hear that and how that like really impacted and changed you or whatever. Because these are like, to me, something as basic as that, you know, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, you're going to hit 95% of the population with that right
It's
there.
Like, come on, Be kinder to those needs and feelings of others. And I'm like, right, Christ said that a few thousand years ago.
Yeah, right.
You want to become great in the kingdom of God? Become the servant of all. Like, serve others. Love others. Don't think of yourself. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. Hello.
Do mine.
Okay, I literally just did. Because we're both a Cancer.
Yeah, but that's July 19th.
No, right, because today's July
19th.
Do
last year's
it's
July
yours.
21st.
Gosh.
I'm
gonna,
last year's.
I'm going to punch you!
Can you go back to my last
no!
year?
No!
Oh, there we go. This is July 17th through July 23rd.
This is our birthday week.
Okay.
This is the birthday week for...
Let's see.
Well, for you, mine was the 16th, so mine's over, actually, but... Early part of the week, were there mixed messages in your life?
Yes.
Really? Don't leap into action based on false information. It was the leaky plane. They're talking about the fart plane.
Oh, my God.
Unexpected pitfalls lie ahead, which is why you shouldn't rush into anything. Things become steadier as the week progresses. As long as you don't hurry, you'll do well. As Mars sweeps into Leo on Thursday, financial matters take the top spot in your list of priorities.
True.
And you're encouraged to resolve outstanding issues.
That's true.
Oh, sweet. Are you going to give me that $30? Oh, the third member?
Do I have to?
Yeah, I mean, it says. Oh. Your horoscope just told me. You got to pay me out, dog.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
These are ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, guys, if you subscribe to that stuff, then you need to stop. It really is ridiculous.
Jay Marie said people want to believe something without accountability.
Hmm.
And crabs are insensitive, apparently. Okay.
Yeah, because we're always seeking, we're always searching for that happiness, that something that's going to just get us through the day, you know? Like something... that just proves that you can just make it, you know?
Well, somebody said, I love to read the horoscope because the cosmic alignments are always accurate. I'm also a Cancer, so I surround myself with water and white crystals.
Okay.
I don't know what water and white crystals have to do with crabs. Joy says, at 39... exactly, is when my metabolism literally crashed. 2.5 years later, I have a tummy from all my yummy foods. Oh, good. Somebody said people choose to believe that because they're hippies.
Okay.
Because they're hippies, man. Because
they're hippies.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to take a break because when we come back, Teo, you know, our old co-host, he's going to call us. He's in a band called Waverly. They're playing this Sunday here at Calvary. $10 for tickets. We'll give you all the details when we talk to Teo next.
It's the Morning Invasion.
Whatever. Whatever.
And go!
Coming up here any second now, Teo will be joining us on the phone. Waverly this Sunday. I'll give you all the details. 804.
High today of 93 degrees. Traffic! It's getting kind of backed up on the roads. Normal road construction happening over at Paseo and I-25, and yet it's causing some delays. If you're traveling on I-25 southbound, a little slow going. It's pretty congested. I don't see an accident at this time. It looks like regular congestion, as well as I-40 traveling eastbound as you head towards the Big Eye. Oh, your guitar solo work needs some serious help, man.
Is that a guitar or is that like a keyboard? Is that guitar that on the song?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
See, I don't know anything.
Could be using like a micropog where it's like kind of like shifting like the octave. Like, that's definitely a... That's a guitar. Gosh, that's your look at traffic. Throw me off, man. You're throwing me off.
That's your look at my fist in your face. Bam! Boom!
I want to see how that looked on.
Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it was like it really hit you.
It was, because you did. That hurt.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Dex, Steve-O, Teo. Man, I haven't said that in a long time.
That's true.
Is this Teo?
It's not Teo.
Oh.
Still can't say it.
All right, Dex. I was going to tell you, man. I was going to tell both of you, actually.
Sean, yes?
You got a bunch of cars washed. This will be second to the last day you can get your cars washed. This is Sean, by the way.
Why is it the second to the last day you can get your cars washed?
Because it's going to monsoon,
well,
bro.
I put my 2 weeks in, and tomorrow's my last day at the car wash, and I'll be working with my dad and my brother.
Okay.
Better opportunity, better money.
Boom!
Nice.
Get hurt every day.
Okay. Good.
You just cruise your car by. We'll give you a car wash.
All right.
All right, Sean.
I need one.
Post all the deets on my Facebook page. Later, buddy.
All right, dude.
Bye. Is this Teo?
Yes.
Hi, Teo.
Do you know how many times he had to do that?
Like 10 times.
Gosh,
one?
Dude. Yeah, one.
Just
one,
once,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, one. Just one.
What's up,
are you
bro?
Are you on the air yet?
We're on the air. We're live.
Oh, dang it.
What? What? Why?
I just wanted to sound super professional. Oh. Did not.
Is this Teo? Yeah.
Why do you need to sound super professional? Come on.
I'm a professional now. I've got a real job.
You do have a real job. Oh, I hate it.
Do you need to take that? Is that a phone call?
Actually, I love it because I got a really great birthday gift.
Oh.
It's because he's a professional, man. He's got a professional job. He gets professional things. I got a professional gift yesterday.
Making all that money.
I kind of want to open them, dude. Have you ever thought
I'm
about opening them?
I'm not opening mine.
I never thought I was going to, and then Higa came along, and now I'm like, dang, dude.
Higa from
looks
YouTube?
Really cool displayed.
No, he's our friend that works with Marvel. He gets any time. So the professional gift I got Steve-O is 2 action figures. Because that's what we get each other at, Spider-Man action figures.
This is true. This is true.
And our friend Bill works for Marvel. Sort of. He works for a toy store, but he does a lot of stuff with Marvel.
Yep.
And so he buys stuff, and he buys, like, 2 of everything, so he can open one and then keep the other one.
And I just want to open them now, because it looks so cool displayed.
But no. They're $20 a piece.
That's
so
crazy.
It's insane if you're going to do all that stuff.
No.
I'm a nerd.
Anyways.
It's like old times, man. Just
how was John Mayer?
Dude! Oh, man. He played. Okay,
I saw so many videos.
I thought of you. I know. I didn't want to post you. I literally posted one video because I think Albuquerque was there.
Everybody was there but me, too.
And I didn't want to. I thought of you from the word go, man, because it kicked off and there was it was all black and there was a giant, you know, screen behind him. And it was like a movie.
Yeah.
John Mayer presents, you know, and it's like the search for everything starring. And Pino Palladino was playing bass, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I thought of you last night. He, for as good as he was with Nine Inch Nails, I mean, this was where he should have been. So last night was... They did full band, they did the John Mayer trio, he did a full acoustic set, and then back to full band. It was, he played 4 hours. So, it was great.
Wow.
It was great.
That's cool. So, we got a little show coming up this weekend.
You do, yeah, you dude. Do. You're going to be back in town.
I'm excited!
You'll be here all weekend.
Yeah.
I mean,
right? All week?
I just wanted to make you guys stop talking.
Okay.
No, yeah, we're really excited. I hung out with Dave last night. And even Dave is excited.
Dave's not super excitable. He's really excited.
No, he didn't he call you guys last week?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely did. So it was funny. We were talking a little bit about This Is Waverly and old times. And Jamie actually found all the original video from that show, and so he's got the classic Luke stuff that Dave was looking for. So we've found it.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Old.
That's cool.
Old. This is Waverly stuff. I'm really, really, really excited for the show, dude. Seriously, like as a fan,
I am too,
and as a fan because the new music is so good. And every time I get the spot with the old music, so excited.
We're really excited. I think we're gonna play Pressure.
Yes!
I don't know if we're going to play Strangers. I don't know, because we've had zero time to practice. Let me tell you how many practices we've had. Zero practice.
Oh, no!
So we're going to see how it goes.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Well, it'll be great.
The live line is blowing up right now. I don't know how much time you have, because I know you do have a real job.
Well, I got a couple minutes.
However, multiple people have just noted the fact that Teo is on... And it is Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And we haven't done a Comics Corner in a very long time. Please, for old time's sake.
I haven't gotten the books from this week. Did you get them?
I got them yesterday, but I've only read one book from this week. And it was Astonishing X-Men, and it was truly astonishing.
You didn't read Secret Empire yet?
Oh, I haven't read Secret Empire yet. I know.
You're crazy.
I only read Astonishing X-Men because it's a brand new X-Men book, and I didn't know who the villain was, and there's a crazy final panel, and Cullen Bunn's writing it, and we'll talk about it later because I don't want to spoil it for people who actually care, but dude, the last page was insane. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy.
That's cool.
So...
That's the last good book I read, because I didn't even read all the ones from last week, but I read Spider-Man 2, and it was really good.
I haven't read it yet! I have it, and somehow still haven't read it yet.
I don't know what you're thinking. It's going to be interesting. It's an interesting mystery.
Yeah.
Dex, what book did you read?
Why'd you say?
He doesn't read,
the
man.
Bible.
Why you gotta get
He
him?
Read the Bible.
He did. What was your take on that?
The Bible, pretty fascinating.
I watch documentaries. I don't read.
Liveline's blowing up, man. People miss you so much, dude. I cannot wait to hang out.
Hey, here's a question. Real quick, are you going to be able to hang out with us on Monday?
Dex, I'm tracking with you because I was about to say I'm going to try to come in on Monday.
Beautiful.
And do, but I'm not coming in at the beginning.
Why?
That's not happening.
Oh, come on.
I've got a new sleep pattern, and I'm sticking to it.
Are you going to come to? Are you going to come to CrossFit with us on Monday,
dude?
No, we fly out at like right before when that would happen.
Darn it!
So you're only here for a couple days. That's okay.
Yeah, I was going to try to go on Saturday morning. Do you guys go on Saturday?
I will this time. Yeah, no, I can't. Luke's baseball team has made it to the Final Four in the entire state.
So really?
They have a game Friday night and Saturday morning. The Final Four teams were playing Carlsbad, Yeah, seriously. One of 14 teams left in the state. So, yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. All right, here's a question that I have about the show. Have they sold any tickets?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Okay. But when I say any, I mean more than 15.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
16
yes.
tickets have been sold.
Yes. 19, actually. Yes. No, no.
Yes, tickets are available for $10 right now.
It's Waverly and Albuquerque, man. So, yeah, really, really excited for it. And, okay, how much of conquering the fear of flight are you guys doing? People are asking these questions. People are asking.
We're not doing the whole album.
Okay.
There are a couple of songs that I don't think we literally, like that last song, the Dragon song, that's
right.
what we call it.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us remembers how to play it. And that it would just take too much time. And then Seth's not going to get to come to this show. And so Nuke from House of Heroes is coming. So that'll be cool.
Which is phenomenal.
Nice.
He's such an incredible musician.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. But yeah, we're doing a lot of conquering the fear of flight.
What about Summer Song? Can I scream Summer Song from the... I just feel like I need to...
I don't know if we're going to play Summer Song.
It's Albuquerque. Yeah, I know, but I just want to yell, Summer Song! Like Summer most song! Of the set.
You'll have to talk to Dave about that.
Yeah, I won't do that. Dude, cannot wait for you to be in Albuquerque. We're really, really... We actually have some tickets that we are going to give away coming up later this hour for Waverly Wednesday.
Hey, Teo, how is little Johnny Danger? He's getting so big.
Golly, he's not little anymore, man. He just graduated college.
Wow, man. That's cool, man.
He's doing really good. He's super into... He's into all of the new iterations of all of the stuff that I was into when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So he's super into Rescue Bots, which is like Transformers.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
And so he loves those, which I loved Transformers when I was a kid. And then he still loves like dinosaurs and everything. So whenever we go to my parents' house in Mississippi, we pull out all of my old toys because my mom saved all of them because she thought Toy Story was a real thing. And so Johnny gets to play with all of those things.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. We watched Toy Story this weekend while we were there. That movie is so sad.
Which one did you watch?
1 and 2. I didn't make it to 3.
Dude, don't watch 3. I watched 3 last week, and I wept.
Sad.
I wept. Gosh,
yeah,
it's so
but my
awful.
Mom, she watches it, and then she's like, see, your toys would never have to worry about that because they're all still here getting played with. And then I get really worried about my mom.
Yeah. Hey, we need to talk real quick about Spider-Man Homecoming.
I mean, people, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yo,
what do you think, man? How many times have you seen it?
3.
Really?
3 already?
Yeah. I honestly thought I saw it twice. I saw it twice, and the second time was so much better than the first.
Yeah, I saw it 3 times. I went to see it twice the first weekend it came out, and then my dad wanted to go see it with me this past weekend, so we went.
Dude, that is awesome. You, sir, need to see Dunkirk as well.
I know. Tim Skipper here at work and the other guy we work with, Ray, they're all about Dunkirk. They're all talking about it. They're like, oh, I can't wait to go see Dunkirk. But I can't wait to see it, too. It looks good.
I mean, you're going to be here this weekend, but maybe Planet of the Apes, but maybe we actually just hang out and be friends and barbecue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then I want to see it in the IMAX, and I know that there's the IMAX there, but there's also the IMAX here, which is massive.
You should wait and do
massive.
That because Jamie, your drummer, Jamie, who I've been hanging out with and just really miss life with all you guys, said he's going to go see it in Nashville because that's a much nicer IMAX. So you should just do that because you can do that. And we'll just hang out here. So,
why didn't you guys bring Jamie in today?
He had things this morning. He had things.
He don't have any things.
Today. I mean, we could bring him in. Dude, it's so good seeing him and his crew. His whole crew's here.
Yeah.
So, dude,
I know. He's excited. They were looking forward to that.
This Sunday, 7 p.m., Calvary, Albuquerque. And it's going down, man. Albuquerque, people have been freaking out. Needing some Waverly.
I hope so.
And now is the opportunity because, man, this is it. This is it.
This is the final show.
And I'm just going to say this. We are bringing very limited merch. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It is very limited. So if anybody was even interested in anything like that,
yeah.
The only description I can give is very limited.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
The shirts off their back. It's $80 a piece, and that's all they have.
It's going to be each $1,000.
Still cheaper than John Mayer merch. Trust me, my friend. He had a jacket last night that was $250. $250 for a John Mayer jacket.
Beautiful bomber jacket.
Man.
$250.
Well, we're talking about. We're going to sell our keyboard player, Ryan Koontz. We're going to sell him.
Oh,
and he is a steal for $50.
He is a steal. We might buy him so he can just do afternoon with Koontz here.
There you go.
But he's also gained some weight, so I think we're raising the price to $75. You got to cover that surface area. That's a lot to cover.
Tail, I miss you, buddy. I can't wait to see you.
I miss you, too. Uh-oh. I'll see you guys real soon. We get in this weekend. I'm not going to say specifically when because I don't want any weirdos trying to find us. So. I have a fear that there's somebody in Albuquerque that, like, secretly hated me, and they're just waiting.
They're waiting for you to return. They just want you to show up, and they want to know exactly when so they can meet you at the airport.
And then it's Chip. It was Chip the whole time.
It was Chip all along.
I just had to spit water into the trash.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys soon. I got to get back to work.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right.
So congratulations to whoever wins that stuff.
Heck yeah, man. We'll do.
Better, man.
All right.
Boy, Teo. We'll be in town with Waverly.
We have tickets to Waverly.
Pressure.
Dude, I cannot tell you how stoked I am for this show. I have seen them in concert. I can't even tell you how many times. Many, many a times. Freedom Fests and different shows around the ABQ. They put on an incredible live show. So
they do.
Really looking forward to it. Tickets are $10. You can get them here at Calvary Albuquerque. But don't forget, we will totally give some away.
Beautiful.
Coming up.
585 Live if you want to text into the show.
Soon and very soon we'll get away.
Sunday night, Calvary.
Yep.
Make plans. Bring the fam down. Watch Waverly. Throw down one last time. One last time, guys. Then we'll never see Teo again.
I mean, we might see Teo. We just won't ever see the band. Well, I mean, he might come visit.
There'll be no reason to come back to Albuquerque. Ever. But Nashville, I hear, is beautiful. I hear it's beautiful. We need to go out there.
We should do a morning invasion, and we'll just go invade Nashville, and we'll do it there.
I like that.
Just for one show. A bank robber was busted after he gave out suspiciously big tips. Here's the thing, guys. If you're going to rob something, if you're going to come across large sums of money somehow, some way, don't like go crazy and lavishly overspend. Everybody knows that. I mean, you live frugally, just knowing you're set for life. Look at Mike from Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He doesn't flaunt his cash around.
Nah, man. That's the worst thing you can do.
Well, here's a rare case of a bank robber with a heart of gold. But because of that heart of gold, he's going to jail. 45-year-old dude named Jonathan Myers from Nokomis, Florida. He robbed a bank in Key West on Monday morning. And he took all that cash and he used it to give big tips at restaurants. He is the modern-day Robin Hood.
Good for that guy. Wait, what?
The cops were trying to find the bank robber when they got a call from a restaurant owner saying it was suspicious that a dude was in there tossing around $50 tips.
$50?
To multiple waitresses.
Wow.
You know, hey girl, you're not even my waitress. Here's a $50 tip for you. Ah, you refilled my water? $50 tip for you?
He's Donnie Wahlberg in that situation.
You okay?
No, I'm fine. He's Donnie Wahlberg.
Little case of the bells all of a sudden? Like, what just happened?
Little bell's palsy.
So the cops went to the restaurant and arrested him for bank robbery. Gosh.
They can track that money that fast?
I guess so.
But if it's tip money, how fast? Do they do that?
20 minutes after he robbed the bank.
Okay, it couldn't have been because they were tracking the money.
20 minutes. No, the restaurant owner totally called the cops and was like, hey, man, there's a guy in my restaurant, like, giving away 50s.
Really? You would call the cops because a guy was giving away 50s?
I don't know.
That's messed up, man.
Walks into a bank, said he had a weapon.
Okay.
Which, by the way, didn't turn up during the arrest. He actually didn't have a weapon. He was a liar. Then he headed to Key West's most famous street to spend other people's cash. That's exactly what happened. Police received a call at 9:18 a.m. after the suspect had left the bank. At 9:38, he was in handcuffs after being caught at an intersection of Duval and Catherine Street. He was carrying around an undisclosed amount of money. The officers saw him throw it behind a fence as they approached him. He has a pretty extensive criminal history, actually.
Why can that never happen in my backyard? I'm just out there watering the lawn, and all of a sudden, big bag
like
of cash,
wad of cash,
gets launched.
Yeah, because you know what would be really smart? Spending that. Yeah,
you know,
there's like serial numbers and stuff, right?
Okay. Gotta know how to do it. It's all in the black market.
I heard if you
now.
Just throw it in your washer and dryer. It, like
it
for
washes,
some reason
it washes
like
it. Yeah.
it like cleans it or something, and that way once it's laundered, like you can totally spend it wherever.
Right.
Changes
well, I mean,
everything.
It's easy though. When you get busted, all you gotta do is tell the cops that you found a big bag of cash in your backyard. Okay? That's all you gotta say.
Okay. When I was a kid, I actually really didn't understand why they called it laundering money.
Yeah.
And I really thought that they washed their money. I'm not even being funny.
That's
like,
amazing.
Why are they washing it? Does it change things? Trying to get the fingerprints off the dollars. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He was carrying an undisclosed amount of money. Officers started approaching him. Throws it over the fence. White dude, gray hoodie, thinning hair, wearing an Oakland Raiders t-shirt. Whew, I was like worried there for a second. Then I,
of course yeah. He was wearing an Oakland Raiders.
While police begin the manhunt, a call came in from a suspicious cafe owner who said, dude was in here tipping $50 bills to everybody. Another call came from a cab driver who saw a man fitting the suspect's description walking near the street. Within moments, they had their dude.
Wow. It's crazy that people actually pay attention to descriptions
right.
of people.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I always think about that. There's no way. I would be sitting next to the guy at a table. And,
right.
And they would be probably, he'd be on the TV, a wanted commercial about the guy, and I wouldn't even notice it was him.
You're like, man, that's crazy. So how's your day, man?
Yeah? That would be me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love these eggs. Somebody said if I was the waiter, I would be so mad at my boss.
Yeah, do they get to keep the tips?
Ooh, I don't know.
That would be such a bummer.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean,
yeah, because it's stolen
that's
money.
That's stolen money.
So if they used it, it would just get flagged.
Somebody said, I just watched The Town. Funny you guys are talking about this. Mmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I would like to research more on. Why do people then rob banks if you really can't use that money? I mean, I guess you could as long as you stayed out of, like, the stores, right? But then what?
I don't know.
How does that all work?
You're seriously asking the wrong dude. I have zero
Remember
knowledge of
time?
A, robbing
Remember
banks,
that time we robbed that
B,
bank?
B, serial numbers. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a good question to Google later.
Besides,
write that down.
Isn't there like paint inside the money? I've seen those movies. You go to spend it and then it blows up with paint. It's triggered, obviously.
It's triggered.
Oh, man. Wish that manager wasn't a narc, am I right? Thanks, Gareth, for that word. I haven't heard that word since high school. A man in Ohio is showing signs of recovering from a major brain injury, but by still expressing hate for Michigan
Wolverines?
Okay, here's the thing.
Which one? Michigan State?
Well, okay, Ohio State, the Michigan Wolverines.
Mm.
There's a great rivalry in college sports. Could be the greatest. And by could be, I mean it's the greatest. Ask Bill Peterson, who is from Michigan.
That's right, man.
Somehow, this rivalry is ingrained in some fans so deeply that it can help determine whether or not you're recovering from a brain injury. A 38-year-old dude named Zach Lawrence from Dublin, Ohio, was in Europe in April and was in a terrible car accident. He wound up with a major brain injury and was flown back to the United States, where doctors gave him almost no chance to live. He'd been getting treatment at a medical center at Ohio State University ever since. Doctors wanted to test to see if he's made any progress last week, so they gave him two buttons, one for yes, one for no. When they asked him, do you like Michigan? He emphatically pressed the no button twice.
Oh, twice?
It's the biggest sign of a recovery that he's shown. And his wife says it's so true to him that, quote, we're pretty sure he's still in there.
Wow. He hit it twice.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, he still has a very, very, very long road to recovery.
Wow.
But it has given his family hope that maybe eventually he'll make a miraculous recovery.
Okay. We're pretty sure he's in there. I love that quote. Quote,
that's
we're
horrible.
Pretty sure his he's in there.
Yeah.
You, honey.
Stop.
Are
no.
you in there?
That's not funny,
know,
man.
It's
not
horrible. I'm not saying it's funny.
No, it's horrible.
He hit it twice. He's in
he
there.
Hit the button with hatred twice.
That's,
his disdain for Michigan runs so deep.
I can so see that on the next season of Grey's Anatomy. They're going to turn that into an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
They're going to change it, though. It'll be like Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah.
Do you love me? Check yes or no. How about the Red Sox? No, twice. He's in there. We have to take a break. Dude, look
we
at
do?
The time.
Oh, man. Thank you, Wingman. You have my back today. Thank you. For thank you so much.
Somebody said you are assuming things are a lot more sophisticated than they actually are. Stores don't attach serial numbers on dollar bills to transactions with customer identities. The logistics of that would just be insane. That's very true. If you spend cash, they're not going, customer number 9 used serial number B27A9.
Yeah, no. I think you're not understanding what I'm saying, though. Because later on, the stores, they go through and they have to, don't they log the money or something like that?
Not the serial numbers.
Yeah, they do. I think later on they do.
Like something. How later on?
I don't know.
And even if they log the serial numbers, they don't log it to the transaction.
How do they track all that stuff then?
I don't know!
don't look at me like I'm a complete idiot if you don't
are.
Know!
I used to run a video game store, man!
Whatever,
I
man!
I know how business works, and nobody
it was
is
a video
tracking
game store.
Serial numbers!
Sure they are. If they rob a bank, they have all of the serial numbers of the money that was robbed, right?
GameStop doesn't track your serial numbers, bro!
All right, you know,
hey man.
What?
Yeah, I'm getting a Nintendo
I'm
Switch.
Google it.
Hold on, I'm gonna need to log this serial number.
I'm
What's your
Google
name?
It. I'm gonna Google
first
it.
Name. Jeffrey A9B27D.
Is there anybody listening right now that it was a bank robber, or maybe works at a bank that could give us this information? Because I would like to know how that works. How do you they track
Why
the
do you
money?
Need to know this? Are you really that hard up for cash dog?
No, no. I mean, actually,
I just
yeah,
need to
I
research mean, this for other things.
But I've always wondered that why people would rob a bank if the money's so easily tracked, right?
You're giving people terrible ideas.
I'm not giving anybody. It's a question
the money
I want to
isn't
know.
That track.
I get
that's
that most bank robbers are complete idiots.
They don't track the money that way.
I think
way,
that's
Dex.
Wrong. I think they do somehow, some way. They track it that way. I don't know exactly how they do it, but I'm pretty sure they do. I hope I'm right. Please let me
You're
be right.
Not!
Please let me be right. I'm going to Google it, but if somebody is a bank robber, where's Frank the Bank? Where's my buddy Frank the Bank? He's robbed like 4 banks. Spent time in the prison. He knows. Actually, you probably wouldn't know. That's why he's been busted 4 times. Hey,
what's going on in the news today?
The Senate Republican health care plan has collapsed, but now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce legislation that just repeals the health care law.
A majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015.
The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on 18 Iranian citizens, groups, and networks for aiding Iran's military or its elite Revolutionary Guard.
Cowboys receiver Lucky Whitehead posted a video of his dog named Blitz. The pit bull is safe at home now. Last week, Blitz and some other things were stolen from Whitehead's home.
In Zambia, a baboon has managed to cut the power supply to about 50,000 residents.
Pizza Hut's trying to turn around a sales slump by stepping up deliveries.
The company says it's hiring 14,000 delivery drivers while launching a new technology system it says will improve the reliability and accuracy of its deliveries.
Netflix is winning the battle for eyeballs, but finding it tough to turn a profit.
And Netflix says it signed up more than 5 million new customers in the last quarter. It now has 104 million subscribers worldwide.
104 million?
It's a lot. It's almost as many subscribers we have on iTunes.
High today of 93 degrees. Traffic. Let's see what's going on. There's an accident reported I-25 South at Comanche Road, exit 227B. That's I-25 South at Comanche. Accident reported there. Need to be careful in the area. Looking around, no other accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Traffic brought to you by For the Good Screen Printing, Live Printing, Graphic Design, ForTheGood.com, or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88.
So on the whole bank robbery thing, a lot of banks use GPS tracking devices on the money.
They don't.
Oh my gosh. I just found like 10 articles about
that. Right, but it's
that.
Like spiked cash. Like not every single bill has that.
No, duh. That's not what I said.
Listen to me.
Okay. Jeez, bro. Gosh.
I can't believe you just no dud me.
I totally Googled how to rob a bank, and I'm going to get fired now.
I know. I couldn't believe it. You're like, you really care about this, how to track money from a bank robbery? And then I'm like, I don't know if these are some things you should be Googling.
Going to history, clear that. Okay. Man.
We are on the Calvary Network, man.
Seriously. Just want everybody to know this is on record that I was just trying to find information for the show. I didn't really want to know. Wait. There's a link that says how to rob a grocery store.
Somebody is mad at us because in the news report it talked about how a baboon cut power.
A baboon?
Yeah, cut power. But that's all they gave us in the news report. It's like,
I hate that about our little 60-second news thing sometimes.
Yeah. Good news, guys. I have the story.
Is it alive? Is it dead? What happened? Did it get fried?
I mean, I don't know that people want to know, considering that monkeys are really, really, really cute.
And hairy.
Yes, they are hairy.
Except for their backsides.
Yeah. Good news. No dead monkey. Bad news.
Oh, no.
He now has superpowers. No, dude. This is how Planet of the Apes actually starts.
His name is Electune. Like baboon, but yeah. Electune.
Right. Like Electro.
Yeah.
Like the Spider-Man villain.
Sure.
Oh. I'm trying to think of it.
There's nothing else. There's nothing with baboon, electric powers, baboon.
Ape Electro. It's like, I got
Ape
nothing.
Ape Electro. Monksicity. Starmie, one of you out there is going to just rock our world with the greatest superhero name for a baboon. Come on, guys. Electricity, baboon, what's its superpower?
Let's see, lightning, what else is there to do? Spark, like there's sparks, there's power, apes, chimpanzees.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Orangutans. I got nothing either. But there was some monkey business in Zambia. Left about 50,000 people around the tourist hotspot of Victoria Falls without power. Power was cut in Livingstone, a town close to the Zimbabwe border, Sunday morning, and other parts had no power for about 6 hours. It was a rogue and curious baboon! Oh, Heather. Baboom.
Oh my gosh. Heather, do you want tickets to Waverly?
Dude. Pair of tickets to Waverly.
Just let us know if you want them.
Heather, pair of tickets to Waverly.
If you want to go see Waverly on Sunday.
Seriously.
Baboom.
Baboom.
That's it.
Baboom. Baboom was a good one. Oh, man. Okay. Continuing the story. That was pretty good, man. Spokesperson for Zambia's national electricity company, ZESCO, said the animal interfered with high-voltage machines that caused the blackout. It affected 28,000 residents and a further 22,000 people in the region. The baboon did survive the incident. It received a massive electricity shock And I'm really mad that you're not playing Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel right now.
Why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free?
Shock the Monkey!
Yeah!
There you go.
It received a massive shock, but as you know, baboons are highly insulated by nature and somehow survived with severe burns.
Jeez.
Had it been a human being, it would have been dead.
Wow.
Dave says chimpantricity.
Ooh. Hey, little guy.
Oh! Oh! And that's how Baboon got his origin story. He was passed to wildlife authorities for further treatment and rehabilitation. The baboon's act had, you know, had it been carried out by a human being, like I said, it would have been dead. It also would have been considered criminal damage. It resulted in this maximum outage and also a maximum sentence of 25 years imprisonment for vandalism.
Baboon would have went to prison for 25 years?
Yeah, dude. This also happened nationwide in Kenya in 2016. When a monkey fell onto a transformer at a power station and caused it to malfunction, that monkey also lived.
That's crazy.
Baboons are one of the larger members of the primate family. They can live for up to 45 years, and they are highly insulated by the Lord himself. That's crazy, dude.
Their tissues aren't very insulated, though.
Well, yeah. Oh, man. Somebody said baboom, like ohm, like electricity, like
yeah,
ohm.
Yeah, pretty, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Baboom was it, guys.
Heather can't make it to the show.
Okay.
Let's see. Bamboozled. Baboom. Monkey cuter.
Monkey.
Because he's like the electric cuter. No. Tarzap.
Tarzap. Tarzap. That's it. That's it. Tarzap.
These are so bad.
I knew the Starmie would not let us down. Tarzap.
Tarzap.
That's okay. Almost as better as Baboom.
Monkey electricity person. That was named by Blend In Man. So you like Tarzap, huh? Let's see what else we got on here. Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Chimpanzee.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Boonductor. Baboon.
Boonductor. That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
Somebody said that his superpowers will be flinging electrically charged poo that can incapacitate all its enemies.
Oh, my gosh.
Chimpantricity is still pretty, Thunder Ape.
Thunder Ape, okay.
How about Spunky, because it's like a spark and a monkey?
That's...
Okay. No.
No.
Man, you didn't get much sleep.
No.
Man, these are pretty bad. Yeah, they are rising. Hail Caesar.
Ooh, that's a good
ape,
one.
No kill ape. Bam to the bone. Really? Really? You really are. You're just.
I know. This is...
Oh, dude! Frymate.
Frymate. Yes!
If he hadn't been insulated, he would have been fried.
So true.
That's Frymate. Actually pretty good. Why do you keep... That makes me so sad, because it sounds like a monkey in a lab, and they're shocking him. Mr. Watts. I like Mr. Watts.
Oh, wow, Mr.
Gosh,
Watts.
There's some. These are good, guys. These are good.
Some good ones.
I love how one line in our news headlines turned into an entire story.
Seriously.
Of what a monkey's superhero name would be after getting hit by electricity.
Oh, my gosh.
Good stuff, guys. Good stuff.
All right. It is time to win some Waverly tickets.
Yes!
338-3700. Phone lines are wide open right now. If you would like to try to win tickets to see Waverly on Sunday, right here, Calvary, Albuquerque. Waverly is back for one last show.
Man, I cannot wait.
Tickets are $10, but we got some tickets right here. And we got a game for you guys. 338-3700. Call now to play the game for Waverly tickets.
Pressure! Pressure!
Man, that is such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited they're going to be playing that on Sunday. We just got off the phone with Tao. Tao called in. He'll be in town. He said he's going to try hard to make it in to do the show, part of the show with us on Monday. He's going to be so blown away to see the new setup in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's still exactly the same. Oh, actually, it's not, huh?
We're going to have to rub it in his face that, you know, we're station morning show of the year in the country almost.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're one of, guys, we're whittled down to one of three finalists for station of the year.
That's right, everybody.
Nationwide. How yep. crazy is
out
that?
Out of like 1,300 stations in the country, we're top three.
Crossing fingers.
As best station.
We were talking about it yesterday, and somebody said, well, how do we vote? We don't. Like, no. This is straight up like, you know, the Emmys or the Grammys or for in radio. Isn't it a Peabody?
Heck yeah, bro.
But this is like the CMBA, the Christian Music Broadcasting Association.
Heck yeah, bro.
Yeah. It's weird. All right.
It's time to play a game. Good morning. Okay, thank
cool.
you.
Cool. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Hi, I was just calling to see if I could try to win some Waverly tickets.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Okay, you're going to take on Steve-O, okay? This is how it works.
Oh, man, this isn't fair.
This is how it works, okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Steve-O is a huge Star Wars fan.
I am.
Okay? So you, okay. all you have to do is, the game is called Jedi.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry to say, but yeah. I'm not. I'm like, but my birthday is this weekend.
Oh, mine is too.
That's not any good okay. news for anyone.
Why are you putting me against her? This is horrible.
Is your birthday on Friday or Saturday?
Star Wars. No.
Is your birthday Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Mine's Friday.
You have a 50% no chance here. 50% okay. chance.
It's worth a try.
It is. Okay. What's the game?
It's called Jedi or Gibberish.
Okay.
And all you're going to do is when I throw out this name, Steve-O has to guess whether it's a Jedi or just gibberish. And you just have to guess whether or not Steve-O will get it right or wrong.
So you're not pitting us against each other? No. Oh, no. I got you, girl.
No,
you're going to have the best birthday.
No, she's...
Woo-hoo! Okay.
Okay.
Let's
so it's this. Pretty easy. So, Let's do a warm-up round. Okay?
Okay.
One warm-up round for you since you're the first one. Steve-O.
Yeah.
Kit Fisto.
Oh, come on.
Kit Fisto, is that a Jedi or gibberish? And would you think Steve-O will get this right or wrong?
I think it's gibberish, and I think he'll get it right.
Okay.
I would get it right, and you need to be thankful for me, because Kit Fisto is absolutely a Jedi. He's the green one with the crazy, yay! Weird tentacle head.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's yeah. how the game works. That was our warm-up round. Here we go. Don't be looking over here, bro.
I don't need to look over here. Gosh. I have a Darth Vader tattoo on my chest. My car's name is Mazdarth.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true. All right, here we go. Narbok Polo... Is that a Jedi or gibberish? Do you think he's going to get it right or wrong? Narbok Polo.
I think it is a Jedi, and I believe he'll get it right.
Okay. Steve-O? Steve-O, why are you laughing?
Oh, no.
Narbok Polo. Narbok Polo?
Yeah, bro. Jedi or gibberish?
Were you like stroking out when you were making up some of these? Because that is clearly gibberish.
Are you sure?
Narbok Polo is gibberish.
You're right! And so are you! You were like half right.
Even though you were wrong. Well, you were so wrong.
Even though I was wrong, I was right.
You said that Jedi, but you said you'd get it right.
I will say, that actually does sound like something George Lucas would make up. So kudos to you for kind of trying to make it sound like...
Beautiful.
Narbok.
Well, the first one was wrong. You
did great.
You were wrong twice, girl. You were wrong
great.
Twice.
Hold on the phone, okay?
Oh, man.
I did great. Thank you, guys.
She's going to see Waverly. 338-3700.
Narbok Polo.
Well, that's done. A good one.
That is a good one.
Phone lines are open. Chance to win Waverly tickets for this Sunday. Calvary Albuquerque. They're $10.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you come out. Teo's in town. He plays in the band. We're playing a game called Jedi or Gibberish. Some of these are so great. I'm
proud of you, man.
I can't even believe that some of these aren't Jedi names.
I was like waiting for the one that was just like, I can't even. Gibberish to me is like when Brody gets a hold of my phone and starts trying to text somebody. That's gibberish to me.
Yes. I sounded like I was a Star Wars character.
No, you did not.
Is that a language?
No.
Is that a language in Star Wars?
Dude, that was incredible. I commend you, sir.
Master Vader.
Oh my God.
We have an understanding that Mass Windu is here. Mass Windu? Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
You want to play? A round of Jedi or Gibberish, buddy?
I would love to.
Do you know Star Wars?
I do.
Okay.
Probably not as good as Steve-O, though.
I don't know, man, because this is already like getting into expanded / Clone Wars / different things. So, I mean, I don't know. He could throw me off. So,
here we go.
Well, we'll see.
Don't you be looking over here, bro.
It doesn't matter.
The Force is with you.
Thank you.
Don't you be looking
and
over here.
And also with you.
Okay. I'm going to give the name. You tell me, Steve-O. Is it a Jedi or gibberish? Kai Adi Mundi. Do you think Steve-O will get this right or wrong, sir?
I think he will.
He'll get it right. Kai Adi Mundi. Is that a Jedi or gibberish? Maybe it's Ki Adi.
That's my favorite part because you said Moss Windu or whatever you said earlier. You know it's Mace Windu, right? And that was Samuel L. Jackson's character.
See, I don't know. I'm not that much of a geek. Ki Adi Mundi is a real Jedi or gibberish?
You, sir, are gibberish. However, that is actually a Jedi.
Again, he loves Star Wars. Congratulations, sir.
Boom!
We got Waverly tickets. You hold on the phone, buddy.
All right, my man.
Thanks, man.
Man, you're pretty good at this.
I mean, I don't know how to feel about this game because it just makes me seem like a total, total nerd.
How about this one?
Okay.
McKeb Thorne.
What is it?
McKeb Thorne.
See, what makes me mad is you're like... Yeah.
McKeb Thorne.
You can throw me off by just trying to pronounce him.
McKeb Thorne. Jedi or gibberish?
That one I actually don't know.
Really?
I'm glad you didn't give me that one with the listener.
Well, if you didn't know it, don't you think it might be gibberish?
That's actually very true, so I'm going to say gibberish.
Oh, wrong button. Hold on.
These really obscure characters that I'm like, well, I don't know. That one I've never heard of, but you're right. If I've never heard of it, chances are it's just a.
All right. We're out of time.
We are out of time, but congratulations to our winners.
Waverly.
Got a pair of tickets to Waverly.
Sunday. Calvary Albuquerque. $10.
Guys, do not wait on this. Seriously, get your tickets.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, man.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Good morning.
High today of 93 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. There was that accident, I-25 South at Comanche. That was reported at 8:31 this morning. So it looks like it's pretty clear on I-25 southbound, but I wanted to give you a heads up just in case there's still like debris or off to the side of the road, whatnot. No other accidents to report, though. So that's good. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
There's a dating app called Hater that matches people up by what they hate.
Oh, man.
And they just analyze their data to figure out what people in every state hate the most. So, Starmy, text in, Facebook Live people. Tell us what you hate in New Mexico. What is that one thing that you hate the most in New Mexico? And see if you can coincide with what
the rest of our state feels.
Right.
Wow. This is so random, dude.
Right. Let me give you a couple here. Like Minnesota.
Okay. This is according to the dating app.
Yeah. Drinking alone.
That's hilarious.
Drinking alone is what people hate
the most
in Minnesota. Colorado, it was NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Like the band NSYNC?
Yeah.
Okay. They're my favorite boy band. That 98 Degrees.
Wait. Here's a question, though. Here's a question. Do old school groups count as like boy? Because technically, you got Boyz II Men.
Oh.
You got New Edition.
Yes.
Even you could count like Bell Biv DeVoe. Those weren't
boy bands.
What about New Kids?
Yeah, that was a boy band for sure. Yeah, 98
so how
Degrees.
Is New Kids? How now I'm gonna get all racial. Was it because they're white? Those are the only boy bands. How come New Edition isn't considered a boy band?
Because they're an R&B group.
What kind of music is like New Kids and NSYNC spinning? Like pop?
Yeah, they're pop.
Yeah. And you don't think New Edition was pop?
Yeah.
They
weren't around, though, during the whole, like, boy band thing,
Sounds
though.
Sounds like Montana's a little
Oh, my gosh.
Best.
Why you got to throw me out like that, bro? Just throw me out like the trash every time.
New Kids all day long, dog. New Kids.
585 Live if you want to text in.
Right.
Or you can go to our Facebook Live
I'm with feed. Illinois on this one, dude.
Biting string cheese?
Yes, dude. Hatred.
What?
I don't get it.
What do you
Now,
peel
I will
it?
Say this. My four-year-old, he's four, so he doesn't necessarily get the whole concept. So he'll like kind of bite it, and then he'll pick it apart and then bite it. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's like criminal. You don't bite a cheese stick. String cheese, man. You got to like peel that bad boy. You don't bite string cheese.
I do both.
You peel it.
I don't always
You do
peel
both?
It. Yeah, I don't always peel it.
You're like losing out on the magic of the string cheese, man.
So stupid.
You're stupid. You're biting string cheese. I'm with you, Illinois. I'm moving to Illinois. I love this dating app. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So they match people based upon what they hate.
Yeah. This is a list of things every state
hey,
hates.
Hey, man, you guys both hate people that bite string cheese. You should go out.
Pennsylvania, people who use money clips.
What?
Yep. Pennsylvania hates people who use money clips.
Man, I don't like you, Pennsylvania.
You got a nice little money clip?
I don't, but like my dad used to rock a money clip and I had a money clip for a while.
Did you just carry so much cash?
Like, no. No. Are you kidding me? With anything, it was just like my ID and my debit card. And then I realized, oh, I could just put these in my pocket.
That is the coolest wallet.
Thanks,
I'm
man.
So jealous.
My mom got me this for my birthday. But for real, it's like you just now I just have like a card holder basically and then like my cash in here.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot in here.
Beautiful.
I don't really carry.
What you got? Oh,
what is that?
What is this?
Oh,
I just grabbed a $100 bill from Steve-O. Birthday money.
Yeah. So first time I'd ever like, give me that back.
585 Live, if you want to text
I'm like,
to the
no,
show.
It really was birthday money.
You got to go into my pocket
my
to get it.
My in-laws, man. I'm not going
on, reach into
pocket.
My pocket, bro.
No amount of money is worth that.
Yeah, I got $100.
That's literally all I had in there.
I just got a hundy.
I got it for my birthday.
I just got a hundy.
Let me smell that one time.
Oh, it smells so good. It smells like leather because smells this
like,
is like a
smells like a genuine handy.
Like leather from like a baseball glove wallet.
It does actually.
It's really cool.
All right, so we're asking New Mexico, all you New Mexicans out there, what do you think they posted for the results of New Mexico?
Well, we got a bunch of people chiming in. First of all, New Edition is not a boy band. They are a home boy band.
Good call.
Somebody said, any television show where I have to just make it through the first two seasons before it gets good?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
That's a good one.
I hate rap. Oh, trap rap.
Trap rap?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, man. Somebody said, I hate being asked if New Mexico is really part of the United States. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We get that one regularly.
Do you, though? Because
somebody wants to know if they're going to actually, like, pair us up with each other. Like, if enough Starmie members, if multiple Starmie members say the same thing, should we give them their phone numbers?
Oh.
Be like, hey.
Yeah.
For free.
No, we
wouldn't. Are you guys going to, I love that. Because this person says, I hate drivers that won't let you merge. Mm. Welcome to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we left during the encore last night, because it was like, I'm not contending with New Mexico trying to leave a concert. It's the worst. Somebody said, I hate Walmart. Lines are always so long.
But the food is so cheap.
Two people in a row driving in New Mexico. Somebody else said, New Mexico drivers are road construction. Should I text one the other person's phone numbers?
I don't know, man.
Somebody else said, I hate people who don't use their turn signal.
Okay.
I hate that everyone drives under 20 miles per hour or drives 20 miles per hour under the speed limit. Somebody said, I hate her stupid accent. It's all embarrassing.
It's all embarrassing.
They didn't say that. They just said it's embarrassing. Yeah.
This is from a dating app called Hater. They match people up by what they hate. They analyze their data to figure out what people in every state hate the most. And we have the results. Montana, going to the gym because they love the outdoors.
Is that
much.
Really true?
Yeah. I would imagine because they like to go hiking, fishing, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
I just became best friends with this person who said biting string cheese is just as wrong as taking a bite out of the Kit Kat before breaking it off first. Yes. You got to eat foods correctly.
It's a good
man.
Call.
You got to eat. Don't you pretend like you know.
Yeah,
don't pretend like you know string cheese
ever,
biter.
I don't know.
You're a string cheese biter.
I don't think I've ever taken a bite of a Kit Kat without breaking it off first. I don't think that's ever happened.
That's because you got to break you off a piece of that.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's different types of string cheese, though, that you can't peel. You know that, right?
That's not string cheese. That's called a cheese stick. There's different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah.
One is clearly string cheese, and the other is like that weird rectangular, like cheddar.
Yep, you're
that's
right.
That's not string cheese, man.
Yep, you're right.
I know it's confusing.
It's very confusing.
You just want to get the food in your body.
I'm just so hungry. I'm trying to peel this. It won't peel, guys.
It's just stuck under my fingernail.
A little chunk fell off. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Somebody wants to know if New Mexico's number one thing they hate the most is number one on the list work.
Work. That's pretty good. Here's a few more.
Man.
Nebraska was friendly reminder emails.
Oh.
They hate that in Nebraska.
Okay.
Nevada is feminism.
Wow. That's hilarious, but I guess if it's a dating app, then, like, the dudes and ladies get to connect on something.
Yeah. Missouri is people who believe in aliens.
Okay.
Iowa is long hair on guys.
Wow.
Ooh, Hawaii, they hate when people take video at concerts.
Dude, last night I saw more phones in the air during John Mayer. And I will say I was guilty. There was a song that hit, and I was like, yep. I've just got to rock a minute of the song.
See, that's
but
okay.
But for the most part, it phone off.
As long as you only do a few songs and you only do maybe 20 seconds.
I broke that rule at Bush.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, Gavin, I love you!
Oh, man. What do New Mexicans hate?
Somebody said Colorado green chili? Oh, dude. Preach.
Yeah, not the same.
Summer. Could it be summer in New Mexico? We hate the summer.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's too hot here. I do not enjoy this season right now.
It's really not that hot.
Okay. Somebody wants to know if it really counts if you're like from a different state. Like Jory's from Wisconsin, but they've lived here for 10 years. So when they say, hey, I hate this the most, what would that be tallied under, Wisconsin or New Mexico?
Hmm.
Because Jory hates people who hates cheese.
Who hates cheese?
Well, it's unhealthy, first
of all. It is very
unhealthy.
It's
like clogging up things. Somebody said, Dex, do not sniff the $100 bill. You'll get high.
Okay. It was a pretty new $100 bill.
Yeah, I know, but that means it's probably from a drug dealer.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody said, I hate vehicle thieves. Motorcycle was stolen in Cruces in January. Dang,
man.
I hate Superman? Oh, you can't hate Superman.
Nothing. Yeah.
I get that he's like, hey, I've got all the powers and I'm like invincible. I'm like God.
No, but he's dead right now.
That's true. But on the third day, man,
mm-hmm.
Justice League Part 1. People with zero manners, meaning like 80% of New Mexicans, that's what they said. When your phone autocorrects a word to a word you don't want multiple times in a row.
Mm-hmm. I love it when people text me the first time because it's always sex.
Oh, yeah. No. Really is. I'm in multiple group texts with this dude, and regularly I am in tears because we'll get a group text from a coworker, yeah. Or like, because it's never a close friend, because obviously it'd be spelled correctly,
right?
But if it's somebody new to the scene or new to it, or we're booking an interview or something, 9 times out of 10 it's like sex and Steve-O.
It's so funny.
Hey, I just wanted to, and then all of a sudden it's like Dex.
I meant Dex.
I'm sorry.
I meant, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Okay, goodbye.
We know. It's okay. This happens kind of regularly, actually.
This is funny. Louisiana, they hate being the designated driver.
That's hilarious. Gosh, man. Let's see. Somebody said I'm moving to Nebraska.
Do this one.
Yeah, no. Not doing that one. Is that Mississippi? Good job.
That is Mississippi.
New Mexico hates education. That's what they said. Somebody said. Tumbleweeds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Somebody sent us a... I can't.
Bubble tape?
I'm like getting... But it's a bite out of bubble tape.
Oh, man.
I'm like freaking out at that photo. Nope, you're doing it wrong. Wind? Is New Mexico's wind what do we hate? What we hate the most?
No. Texans hate sleeping with the window open.
Okay.
I actually like sleeping with the window.
Gross, dude. Not with allergy season, dog. Somebody said thieves. So much. Someone did try to steal my motorcycle in broad daylight in a busy parking lot. That's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Somebody said I hate Star Wars. It's too fake for me. Same with Harry Potter.
Whoa.
It's too fake for me.
Whoa, dude. What about, somebody said, is it using turn signals? Is that number one? New Mexicans hate using them because nobody knows how to?
So we're talking about this dating app called Hater. They match people up by what they hate, and they analyze their data to figure out what people in every state hate the most. And we're finding out, do you hate the same stuff everyone does in your state? So if you live in New Mexico, we're asking you, what is it that you hate the most? Mm. And so far, nobody's gotten it.
Dude, people are chiming in on Facebook Live as well. Somebody wants to know if biting string cheese actually affects string theory. That joke went over our head. We just went to high school. I didn't really go to college. Non-hatched green chili. See, New Mexico, man, we're proud of that. We're proud of that green chili, man.
Oh, hatch.
Yeah. On the flip side, somebody said maybe it's New Mexicans hate people who don't like green chili.
Mm.
You don't hate. You just educate. Huh?
Where's state is that right there?
Let me see.
The orange one? Because they hate Casey Affleck. What state is that?
I don't know.
Is that
you get
is
all those little
North and South Carolina?
You get
Carolina?
All those little jumbled up ones over on the East Coast.
Is that Connecticut right there? Is that Virginia?
I mean,
maybe that's Virginia. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody, Kim chimed in and said, I hate that New Mexico doesn't put more funds into education.
Okay.
I hate being called Mexican when I'm Spanish. Yeah, that could be number one. Is that number one?
No.
Okay.
You guys aren't even close.
People who say like after every word when they're talking to you?
See, this is a dating app, so a lot of this stuff has to do with, because the answer to New Mexico
is hilarious.
Yeah, we. When I saw this, it was like, what?
No, dude, I think it's hilarious, and I get it.
Really?
Yes, I do. I will tell you why.
Okay.
I will tell you why. Growing up, we had my mom on the show yesterday. We talked a little bit about living in Las Vegas, New Mexico for a few years, right?
Yeah.
And how Scotty and I sadly constantly got into fights because we were, quote, the white kids or the gringos. And like, seriously, it was contentious and weird. How many Spanish, Hispanic, or Mexican dudes do you know that wear polo shirts? The answer is zero.
Yeah. You're right.
So, if they don't like it, and nobody else likes it.
Guys, polo shirts was the number one thing that New Mexicans hate. Polo shirts?
That's just my crazy guess.
It makes sense.
Because that's seriously number one. That is the number one thing in New Mexico that people agreed upon hating. Polo shirts.
Polo shirts. Wow.
That's why Abercrombie and Fitch is no longer at Coronado Mall, man. But Mr. Rags is going strong.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. People are like, give me Hot Topic all day, man. Band t-shirts. I got that Ice Cube death certificate t-shirt.
Polo shirts?
Polo shirts was number one.
Okay. Everybody that's wearing a polo shirt right now is like, oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
Do you own a polo shirt?
I used to. Yeah. I don't think I have it anymore.
I don't even own a polo shirt.
I think I got it for golf.
Right.
When we used to golf.
Well, I think I had like an old M88 polo shirt from a golf tournament or something. I don't have it anymore. Yeah. Somebody said, I hate people who can't pronounce our street names properly. I was about to say my street name on air. I guess I better not do that because mine is, yes. I always have to explain to people.
Wantabo.
People are freaking out now because they're like, dude, I do hate polo shirts.
Wow. Okay. Good morning.
Polo shirts.
I mean,
Buck loves the polo.
That's because he's a realtor. Okay,
he's a realtor. And he's loves a to realtor, play golf, and he loves to vape.
Do you? Okay. And speaking of the mass amount of polo shirts I've ever seen in my entire life, were all accumulated last night at Isleta Amphitheater because John Mayer was playing. So that was the. It was seriously.
Well, that's because you're at an old man concert. That's why.
It was the most amount of polo shirts I've ever seen.
You probably saw a ton of polo shirts and a ton of Tommy Bahama shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And people look like they should be drinking Margaritaville,
yes,
whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you took a picture at Jimmy Buffett and at John Mayer and put
them
side by side, it'd be like, I don't know which concert I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I do wear polo shirts for work. Right now, I'm actually wearing a short sleeve Western shirt with mother of pearl snaps.
Okay, yes.
However, the polo shirts that I wear are Deadpool, Boba Fett, Green Lantern, The Flash, and the Death Star and the Stormtrooper.
Wow! Look at you trying to fit in.
Wait! Is that the new dad tie? Because remember when dad ties, it was like, I got my Daffy Duck tie on. And you're like, come on, man. That's never cool, Dad.
No. There's a big difference between Daffy Duck and a Stormtrooper, my friend.
That's true. I would sport like a Darth Vader tie if I ever wore a tie.
Yeah. And I still can't find a stinking Darth Vader polo to save my life.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah. That's Batman. I can't find a Batman.
Oh, man. That is so. That's because Batman wouldn't be caught dead wearing a polo, man.
I found one for you. All I did was Google it, bro. It's right there.
Okay, but can you actually purchase it?
Sure, I'm buying it. I'm buying it right now for you.
No, dude, that is a ghetto site. Do not do that.
$52.
We just totally got hacked. This is a fake site. Stop clicking on this.
I really think it is.
It's
a fake.
It's so ghetto. This is a fake site, dude. Get out of the site now. We're compromised. We are already compromised.
I think when a new Batman movie comes out, there'll probably be an influx shirt. But right now, you can't find any.
This is true.
Huh.
Man.
Yep, you cannot find any. So I don't know if I buy New Mexico hate polos the most. I would probably start number one with Texas, and then
just everything else after that.
Member of the Stormy chimed in and said, people hate polo shirts in New Mexico because you usually wear a polo shirt as a work uniform, and all of the unemployed people sitting around on dating sites hate things associated with work, like polo shirts. Case closed.
Okay.
You know what? That's a very astute observation.
Seriously,
that person is probably right. Look at that guy wearing his work shirt. Sit here and complain on my dating site. I need to find a
that is hilarious. And probably true. Shout out to all Target employees who have to wear the red polo. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Buck, I found a ton on eBay. There's a ton of Darth Vader.
Okay, get
I'm serious, man. There's a ton on there.
If you want to drop stupid amounts of money.
No way, man. Here's one for $13, $25. Bucks.
Oh, speaking of dropping things, Buck, how did you maintain?
Okay, don't even, because you are just as bad.
How did you maintain?
You are just as bad as dropping bombs as me.
In a broom closet with this dude. I'm dying right now.
I'm a little gassy today. My tummy hurts.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Joseph is when he gets gassy, it's like tear gas.
Okay.
I understand why they call it tear gas now, because it makes you cry.
Yeah.
And
yep. Okay.
his flatulence is, I was in two branches of the military, all right?
Mm.
So that means gas chamber times two.
Yep.
His flatulence was literally up there with that.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. I mean, it's not that bad.
Yep. Oh, dude.
No. It's bad. It's bad.
You were just as bad.
Okay.
No.
We
had always discussed, and if you lie about answer God when you're standing in front of him, you always said, you know what? You do have flatulence, but it doesn't stink. Yes or no?
You're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Yep.
Okay.
But that's me. I have a terrible nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, this one's available up in up to 7 colors. What color do you want? Black?
Stop looking for Darth Vader polos.
Do you want red? What do you want?
It's fine, thank you.
What are you, double XL? Should I get 2XL?
No, I'm actually a large these days.
A large? I don't know about that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay.
I believe it, you guys.
My waist is down to a 34. Which is good.
Dang.
And, I started doing some gym stuff. I had a really freaky medical scare last week, though.
Another one?
Like, no, this was really weird, man. I was leaving a closing, and I was driving, and I started getting really dizzy, like really super lightheaded and kind of disoriented.
Did you get up too fast?
And, will you turn his mic off, Steve-O?
I can't.
You know, never mind. I don't want to...
Tell me.
See what happens? I was expecting a good story.
See?
You're so sensitive.
Fuck!
It's okay.
You're so sensitive.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, Dexter, knock it off! Back as well, Dexter.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, Dex. Gosh.
What?
Which, by the way, I know it's really late. But happy.
Hey, Dex, how are you, man? I just wanted to call and talk with you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, I'm at the grocery store right now. Let me call you right back. Okay.
Dude, earlier in the month, you celebrated an amazing birthday, and it was really good. It was really good, you know, getting to at least text with you for a little bit on your birthday, because that's what friends do. Dexter over here. Because I was like, man, how old? Somebody mentioned the fact that you know, we're getting closer to 40, and how you're approaching it, and Dexter was like, what? There's no way, man, older than that. And I'm like, well, I mean, his birthday was a couple weeks ago, and he was like, oh, I didn't text him for his birthday. And I'm like,
here's
that's
a gray,
weird. I did
gray Star Wars
that's
Rebel.
Weird. That's weird. I did
embroidered.
Yeah, we talked.
Steve, I appreciate you, brother.
39 again. So I'm just like, yeah. Yeah.
My bad. I'm not going through a hard time or anything. It's cool.
You know, if you would call people back when they call you to, you know, check on your well-being and see how things are going, then maybe
call
we
me when
could,
I was
like,
in
work
the grocery
some of this
store.
Stuff out.
Y'all just need to work it out. Y'all work it out. I'll keep looking for the polo shirt. You two talk. Go ahead. You guys go ahead.
You good. Worked this out.
Go ahead, Dex. Okay. What do you got to say?
I'm good. I don't know. I have anything to say. I don't have anything to say.
Say what you need to say.
Huh? I don't have anything to say.
John Mayer, last night, full circle. All right, just polo shirt.
Are we at that point in our relationship? You know, it's funny. I was talking to Hardy yesterday.
Oh.
Hardy, very good friend of mine, lives in Boston. We're old roommates and work together. And, you know, we talk probably once a month. And I don't have to call him to work to actually talk to him. I can actually just pick up the phone and, you know, give a call.
Yeah, but you shouldn't feel bad about it, because I don't really talk to anybody. Okay?
You know, Steve-O?
Yep.
I think he lost it.
Mm-hmm.
That love.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has lost that love and feeling.
Oh. What? Do I have to wingman this right now? Do I need to start singing?
No, don't sing it, because it's going to sound funny. So just don't do it. But, you know, I think maybe we're at that point in our relationship where he's moved on.
Yeah,
maybe.
Gosh.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know if that's what it is, but maybe that's what it is.
You never close your eyes
anymore
with a kiss. Your lips.
Okay, we never kissed on the lips.
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, Bucky. But Bucky, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. There you are, Dexter. See?
Whoa, that gosh. Love and
Buck
feeling.
Buck always knows how to get you right back to where you need to be.
You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone. Oh, oh. Wow, it's already 9:32.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Senate Republican health care plan has collapsed, but now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce legislation that just repeals the health care law.
A majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015.
The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on 18 Iranian citizens, groups, and networks for aiding Iran's military or its elite Revolutionary Guard.
Cowboys receiver Lucky Whitehead posted a video of his dog named Blitz. The pit bull is safe at home now. Last week, Blitz and some other things were stolen from Whitehead's home.
In Zambia, a baboon has managed to cut the power supply to about 50,000 residents.
Pizza Hut's trying to turn around a sales slump by stepping up deliveries.
The company says it's hiring 14,000 delivery drivers while launching a new technology system it says will improve the reliability and accuracy of its deliveries.
Netflix is winning the battle for eyeballs, but finding it tough to turn a profit.
And Netflix says it signed up more than 5 million new customers in the last quarter. It now has 104 million subscribers worldwide.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, a lot of people freaking out because I shaved, got this baby face going on. That's right, bro. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Facebook Live, Star 88 FM. Go there, like the page, be a part of the show with us. Share it, hit that share button. Man, we're almost done with the show. More headlines, maybe we'll squeeze in a letter. Waverly, Sunday. Guys, get tickets. They're only $10. We got a few more tickets to give away tomorrow and Friday. So we already hooked up a couple people this morning. Get your tickets, though. They're $10. All the details, calvaryabq.org. They'll be here Sunday. It's their last and final show, guys. They're breaking up forever. Forever, ever, ever. They're just going to continue to pump out music, though. But this will be the last time you get to see them. So make sure you come. Teo's back. He is going to join us Monday, hopefully, on the show. Although I feel like we're just kind of ripping the Band-Aid off, man.
I feel like that's the wrong analogy.
You're right. I feel like...
Wouldn't we be placing a Band-Aid back on that we're going to have to rip off after he leaves?
Yeah.
Maybe. We're like re-injuring ourselves.
Like, yeah, you're cutting ourselves open, and then we're just going to have to put a Band-Aid on it. It's just, it was a hard time for us.
Yeah.
A lot of therapy.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something fun, though?
What?
Let's do some nerd talk!
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Huh? Well, it's actually, Wednesday!
Actually, okay. It's 9:39.
I had a day of 93 degrees. Traffic! The roads look great. Everything's fine. That's good. Shout out to For the Good for their support of Star 88, ForTheGood.com, screen printing, graphic design, live printing. Go, come on, man!
Traffic! Let's go talk to the nerds.
It's Nerd Talk. Talk!
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nerd Talk.
Nerd Alert!
I am your host, Steven, and I'm very excited today. We're going to talk a lot about a lot of things. It's so good. Kicking it off first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as you guys all know, obviously, because you love comic book films as much as I do, you know that the Avengers are doing some big things. Big, big things, guys. Infinity War.
I can't keep this up. It, like, hurts my... It hurts. It hurts! Obviously, we know that Avengers Infinity War is coming. And with that, also Avengers 4. But what we don't know is the future of Marvel after that. A lot of people have said that it's going to reboot the Marvel Universe, starting with Phase 4, which will be Spider-Man number 2.
Number 2.
And it's going to change a lot of superheroes. So we might actually lose a Captain America. We might lose an Iron Man. And it's going to focus on these newer characters. They kind of want to reboot. Well... James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2, has jumped out ahead of the press and the rumors to set the record straight. He went on Twitter to deny a long-standing rumor that the Marvel Cinematic Universe will reboot after the fourth untitled Avengers movie. He said the current makeup of the Guardians characters will remain intact and the same. He was asked by a fan on Twitter if the MCU might... be given a soft reboot in the form of a Secret Wars. He said, not true. The Guardians, at least, will carry on.
Nice.
By the way, Secret Wars was a popular Marvel comic book where they actually rebooted the Marvel Universe recently. So they were able to change some things and things they didn't like, maybe. And they
Does that mean, like, new actors and everything?
Possibly. I mean, that's what people are talking about.
Isn't Robert Downey Jr. done? Isn't he?
I think so. I honestly think that we're going to lose Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. I think... I mean, I don't know if it'd be spoilers because I have no clue. This is just me being a fan. I think that Captain America is going to eat it. I think we're going to lose Captain America in the Avengers movies.
In fact, you know, Hydra.
In my nerd opinion, since it's a two-part, Avengers 3 and 4, I honestly think there's going to be a monstrous death at the end of the third Avengers, kind of like Empire Strikes Back. Some crazy bombshell. Maybe it's Cap. Maybe it's Iron Man. One of them is going to die. That's what I think.
I'm okay
and then we're
going
to have to
reboot.
Wait like a year or so until the next Avengers. Yeah. Like, what? They can't leave us hanging.
I think it'd be fun to have all new Avenger actors just to start over.
Really?
I'd be okay with that because I think we've had a good run.
Yeah, but I don't think they need to like...
We've had a good run with all of these guys.
But I don't think they need to redo them. I think
no,
if
I don't
anything,
want them to redo them.
Like
I just...
Bucky becomes Captain America type thing. Like those things sound great. Or some kid with, like, right now in the comic books, Iron Man, Tony Stark, is dead. Or at least incapacitated so much that he's unavailable. Like, he's in a permacoma. And so he left his consciousness in, you know, this kind of robot AI thing. Okay. But the comic book's actually one of the most popular comic books on stands right now. Invincible Iron Man. Her name is Riri Williams, and she's this brilliant, like, 15-year-old that hacked in and was able to build her own Iron Man suit and has taken over the mantle of, like...
That's pretty cool.
...of Iron Man. She's Iron Man right now. And so I think it's going to be something like that to where they're not going to necessarily reboot it. Like with Spider-Man, we've had three Spider-Men. I think it. Hopefully it'll be a thing where they can introduce new characters and include them. But if you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, according to James Gunn, the legacy will carry on. The rumor about a complete reboot for the Marvel Universe was prompted by an interview given by Marvel Studios chief Kevin Feige.
in particular a conversation in which he said there might not be a fourth phase for the current iteration of the universe, but instead a new thing. He said, certainly as we get to Infinity War, there's a sense of a climax, if not a conclusion to, by the time we're at the untitled fourth Avengers film. That will be, get this, the 22nd Marvel film.
Really?
Avengers 4 is the 22nd Marvel film.
That's crazy.
That is insane!
They're just pumping them out, man.
Can you name all 22? No,
we don't have
time for that. I bet you could, actually, if you thought about it. They said what happens after this may be very, very different. They don't know if it's phase four. They don't know if it's going to be a new thing. But we do know now that it will be phase four. Spider-Man, the second Spider-Man, will kick off that new thing. And apparently Guardians, are you kidding me? They just opened a ride at Disneyland. Of course they're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
I don't know. In comics this week, Secret Empire released, and shout out to Astro Zombies for all their love. But yeah, they're continuing on with this whole Captain America is actually evil part of Hydra. We're still waiting to see what's happening. We're at the halfway point. Finally, I really want it to be done because I for one don't like it when they mess with characters a whole lot, and it seems like they're doing that. So kudos to Marvel Cinematic Universe for hopefully not messing things up so much.
Kudos.
People are chiming in left and right. Somebody said, I actually do think Cap's going to die as well, and then Bucky or Falcon will become the new Captain America.
Okay.
That'd be cool. Falcon is currently Captain America in the comics.
Hmm. Who's yeah. Falcon?
The Falcon.
A black guy?
Yeah, dude.
With wings?
Gosh, I want to hit you so hard right now.
That's his name, Falcon? Man, I had no idea.
Oh, man.
How about the guy with the bow and arrow? The green guy? What's his name?
That's DC. Oh. You're thinking of Green Arrow. But we're talking about Hawkeye, who, by the way, broke his arms, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fractured both of his arms.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what was he doing? Like a romantic comedy movie?
Seriously. He goes hard, man. Avengers redo. Dex is the reason I have trust issues. See? Another member of the Stormy said, here's a fun thing. I've actually decided not to watch any trailers prior to Infinity War.
That's cool.
I want to see how it affects my viewing experience. Anyone down for the no trailer challenge?
I did that with the movie we saw on Monday.
Dunkirk?
Yeah,
Monday. That doesn't count. It's Dunkirk.
I know. That's true. That's the only movie I think I've ever...
These are big things.
I get it, but I've never done that. I've always watched the trailer before I go and watch the movie.
I'm down, Starmie. I'm down to take that challenge. Because I've always wondered how much it changes your viewing experience because you see too much. There's a movie in theaters right now that I haven't seen, but I saw the trailer for, and a good friend told me I needed to see this movie, that it looked so good. And then they said, what do you know about the movie? And I said, honestly, just the trailer. And then I laid out what I ascertained from the trailer, and they're like, oh, dude, you basically know the whole movie.
Yeah, but at the same time, Spider-Man, they did a great job with changing up a lot of the scenes.
Yeah, that's also
that they
true.
Showed in the trailers.
There were stuff in the trailers that were not in the films, or they took alternate takes, they changed it up a little bit, so that's true as well. I don't know. Somebody said, my thought is if we lose Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr., they will get severely injured, where they'll need facial reconstruction. Boom, new actors. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who would you like to see as Iron Man, as far as like if they came out with another Robert Downey Jr. or another Tony Stark?
I don't know that I want to see that. I think there's way too many Marvel characters in their films that they can use. Doctor Strange needs some time to shine. Let's get Ant-Man in there. He's hilarious. Spider-Man obviously is huge right now. I don't think you necessarily need Captain America and Iron Man. Like, it would almost be less exciting to see that. Unless it's Bucky taking over for Cap or something like that. I don't want to see that. I don't think fans would be stoked for that either. Looper's asking if we've heard about or talked about the new Batman comic that where the Joker has been cured is now championing social causes, and Batman is almost seen as the bad guy. That's actually what's happening in the Batman comic right now. I read it.
You don't like that?
Meh. Batman has had, it turns out, like the Batman has had the Joker locked up in the Batcave for years because he couldn't kill him because of his moral code, yet he kept him prisoner and just fed him for years. And it's so dumb.
I don't know, man. I think sometimes people just try and overthink news story. I'm trying to give it a chance. It's terrible.
Okay.
Somebody said, I watched the very first one that comes out like 6 months early. Makes the film so much better. It's really hard to stay away from trailers, though, man. Another member of the Stormy says, I stopped watching trailers just before Rogue One, and it has been glorious. No trailers for any movies. Guys, no trailers on three. No, not really.
Two.
I work here, and inevitably I'll walk into somebody's office where they're watching the new trailer for whatever, and it's like, oh, I didn't want to see that.
I know. All right, no trailer challenge. I'll do it with you.
Yeah. Somebody said, you guys ever wonder why they're called trailers? Like, trailers are normally towed behind a vehicle, whereas movie trailers come before the movie. It makes no sense. Here's something interesting, Starmy. Are you ready for this? They're called trailers because originally they came after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 30s and 40s, like, I still have the entire original Universal Monster movie collection, and you can still see them. So original Dracula with Bela Lugosi, The Mummy, Boris Karloff, those movies, they would have the film. It just started right away. So if you were late to the movie, you missed the beginning of the movie, and the trailers came after, and it was previews to some things that were coming out. And
no, come on.
I'm serious. That's why they're called trailers. And then they kind of reversed it. I wonder if it's because we're always late to everything. So, like, let's give them a little more time to get to the movie. Because movie times, if it said 7 o'clock, the movie started promptly at 7, and the trailers came after to entice you to want to come back to the movie theater after you've already seen a movie.
Wow.
So it's called a trailer.
Did you know that buffalo wings aren't really buffalo meat?
Okay.
Oh, is there a comic book character called Buffalo Man?
Can there be
a Buffalo Man?
Oh, man.
And he rides a buffalo, please? Like, guy in a buffalo?
Yeah, no, I got it.
How cool would that
be? You're on an island, Dex. You know how many people are chiming in on the live line right now? And same with Facebook Live.
This That's blowing okay. up. It's blown up, man.
Mercedes Nerd is alert. Excited for Aquaman, they said.
I don't know.
We watched that Dunkirk on Monday night. That Dunkirk in IMAX. And it was a Warner Brothers sneak. And so we got a chance to see clips of other Warner Brothers movies before the film. And it was Justice League and the new Blade Runner. And I was a little bummed because they showed quite a bit of Justice League and Blade Runner.
But that Blade Runner wasn't a new trailer.
That was a new trailer.
No, I watched the new trailer this morning. That was the old one.
You watched another new trailer?
Yeah, there's another Blade Runner.
Oh, gosh.
And it's really good.
Not doing it. Not doing it. Stephanie wants to know if they're going to do more Hellboy movies. He was in his 30s.
Aren't they going to relaunch that?
They actually did relaunch it. They've announced that they've got a new director, and they're rebooting it entirely. David Harbour, who played Hopper on Stranger Things, is the current Hellboy. So there you go.
I'm cool with that.
All right. Somebody said, I've always called them previews. I think that's what they changed it to when trailers became lead-ins to films.
Yeah.
However, yeah, they are called trailers because they followed the movie because movie theaters were trying to get you to come back. Watch other movies. Get your money.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Martha says, no trailers for Star Wars? That would be tough. I'll tell you right now, I've done that for multiple Star Wars films, and it was glorious. Because there were some of the moments in the film were some of my favorite moments. And Teo was like, yeah, I saw that in the trailer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, dude,
that's true.
I was surprised. I loved everything about it. So I'm telling you, if you can somehow stay away from those, somehow.
Yeah, but they make trailers so good now.
Yeah.
It's like watching a little two-minute movie.
But here's the thing. The purpose of a trailer is to entice you to want to see their movie.
You're going
to
go watch it anyways.
If you're already planning on seeing it, why ruin that?
It's like getting It's like getting that buzz. You know? You want that good feeling.
Okay.
You know you can't have it right away. You can't have the whole thing, but man, just give me that feeling.
Like, how many people need to see a trailer in order to determine whether or not they want to see The Last Jedi? Like, do you need to see a trailer for the new Star Wars movie?
I want to say yeah, but not for me to go see it, but I want to see it because I can't wait. We don't have patience. None of us have patience to wait. We want it right now.
The member of the Starmy who's like, hey, I'm throwing out a challenge. Let's all try it. Let's just try it. Just once.
No trailer challenge?
No trailer challenge. Last Jedi, I think there was like that little sneak 10-second whatever thing. I haven't seen anything past that. I don't want to see any more. Nothing. No trailers.
Okay.
Same with Thor. The new Thor Ragnarok.
They haven't come out with a new trailer for that recently.
Yeah, but we already got a trailer, and it's like, oh, cool. Well, that's how these guys meet up.
107 days until Thor.
Wow, you are excited.
I have a calendar right here.
Okay.
121 days to Justice League.
Wow. I'm not looking forward to Justice League. It looks like a video game. Change this. Sorry. I know people are chiming in saying they're really stoked for Aquaman and really stoked for Justice League.
Every time in the trailer when he goes, yeah!
I just think of Metallica every time. And then like Batman's like, might be temporary. You know, it's like, what is happening? I am hating all of this. Of course I'm going to see it. Maybe I'll like it because I have very low expectations because it just looks like a video game.
Yeah!
So, I'm done. I don't have to do any more. No more talkie.
You sure?
Would you like to keep going? We got like two more minutes, bro.
It's all you.
Somebody wants to know if we saw the teaser posters for The Last Jedi. Have you seen these? Mm-mm. They released them at D23, the new
Disney. Does that count?
Disney.
Are you allowed to watch posters?
Yeah.
Look at posters?
I think so.
Okay.
Because they're all in red. I mean, there's literally nothing more to it. However,
I'm a nerd.
I got really, really sad because one of them is Carrie Fisher.
Mm.
It's the general. And it's like, man.
Yeah, Ruby says Black Panther. I think that Black Panther trailer is so good.
Did I watch the Black Panther trailer?
Oh, my gosh. They had it done during Spider-Man. Oh, my gosh. It looks so good.
I didn't get that.
No?
I am so glad.
Man. That is going to be a good
movie. Chadwick Boseman, he was at D23 talking. And this is a reason why I love these new comic book films and everything that's going on. He was talking about the fact that never in his life as a child did he deal with racism in the regard that as a black actor playing a black superhero, Black Panther, he loves that there's no color barrier because so many kids come up to him saying that they love Black Panther, that they want to be Black Panther. And he said, not only is it cool to see like these young children in his community wanting to be Black Panther, but he said seeing white kids dressing up like Black Panther.
That's
because
cool.
When he was a little kid, he said he never thought about the fact that he couldn't be Superman or couldn't be Captain America or couldn't be the Incredible Hulk. These were characters that he just played as when he was a little kid. They were his heroes when he was a little kid. And it was never a thing where, oh, well, you can't, son, because you're black.
Yeah.
So he is excited for this time where it seems like that's taken away. I loved that, man.
I like that.
Chadwick Boseman is an amazing dude. I can't wait to see that movie. But you know what? I'm not watching that trailer either.
Oh, man, but it's so good.
Not doing it.
So good.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we're done with the show, guys. If you missed any of it, hit the podcast. We're on demand. If you have the Star 88 app, download it on your smartphone. The on demand feature is right there on the app. And listen to the podcast. You can also go to star88.fm. We're on iTunes. You can search Morning Invasion. Man, it's Thursday tomorrow already.
Oh, wow.
We'll give you guys another shot at some Waverly tickets tomorrow.
Yes.
Starmy, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.